Warren.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. Oso, Washington was a small, close-knit town north of Seattle, but everything changed last Saturday. The mudslide there was devastating. And since then, the search for human remains, or possibly survivors, has been grim and difficult and dangerous. ABC's Alex Stone is at the scene.
The man leading the search team here for FEMA also led efforts at Hurricane Katrina, the Oklahoma City bombing, and the World Trade Center after 9/11. He says this operation is just as complex as those because there are so many possible victims.
At least 26 people are known to have been killed, but that list of the missing still includes 90 names.
And those streets to be running rampant.
Possibly rising. Possible pieces of debris spotted in the Indian Ocean by a search team looking for signs of the missing Malaysia Airlines jet disappeared nearly 2 weeks ago. ABC's Nikki Bakunin is in Perth, Australia, where the air search is being coordinated.
There is once again a new lead, said to be the most credible yet, in the search for missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. New data analysis shows nearly 700 miles northeast. That's back to the original search area. Right now, 10 aircraft and 6 ships are all
disappeared. Those sightings of the plane President Obama left Rome for Saudi Arabia. He says Saudi's king trying to reassure American Arab allies that the U.S. is not abandoning the region. It could be the last consumer spending growing in a pot in the severe winter weather rises 0.3%. Free breakfast coffee at McDonald's next week, part of the battle over breakfast with fast food chain. Taco Bell is dumping the market. This is ABC News.
Make sure you're easy to find online with a mobile optimized website from iTunes. We'll build you an eye-catching website that's great on laptops, tablets, and phones. And we'll help more visitors find your site with $600 of free search engine marketing with Google AdWords when you buy a Hybu website premium package. To find out more, visit Hybu.com. Hybu, made for business. Terms and conditions apply, only available with the Hybu website premium package, which includes design service, wave, and video. See Hybu.com. Offer ends May 31st. 3 months free search engine marketing with Google AdWords value of $200 a month.
There's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see it. I am totally blind. And I go through serious times when I'm able to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can't quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore@non24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Zanda Pharmaceuticals.
Things often move slowly. Congress, millions of long-term unemployed people were cut off from federal benefits at the beginning of this year. Now there's a proposal to get those benefits flowing again, making some progress in the Senate.
With few Republicans voting to move it forward, the bipartisan group to restore extended unemployment benefits to pass the Senate. The bill still faces an uphill climb in the House. State unemployment officials have expressed great
There's a new move by Amazon, desktop line. The company says they're on the verge of announcing it. The new device is complete with boxes and roasting panels, plus the Chrome Core from Google. Announcement expected next week.
Discover the new Platista at Subway. Crispy flatbread topped with marinara, mozzarella, and made the way you say. Get two today for only $5. Subway, eat bread.
Financing for 60 months and attractive leases on a new selection of 2014 Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs.
I'm standing on a ledge high in the Blue Ridge Mountains. That's where I can see forever. Green, and that's all it right wrong. Part of what I'm doing is I am 1 mile of CSX forever. There are 21,000 more like me. Together, we help train people to nearly 450 miles on 1 gallon of fuel. Tomorrow, that is possible. CSX, how tomorrow?
All that's right.
how you modify your loan to get caught up with your payments. But beware, these are highly trained con artists looking to steal your home. They often know who you are, where you live, and because it's public record, they know if you're on the brink of foreclosure. You're not alone, however. The National Crime Prevention Council's U.S. Department of Justice partners to help homeowners identify and steer clear of these scam artists.
Across the crime dog here, protect your home and safeguard your finances. It only takes a little time to become informed. Start by finding a free legitimate housing counselor today.
Take the first step. Visit www.ncpc.org/mortgage fraud. That's ncpc.org/mortgage fraud. This message is from the National Crime Prevention Council and U.S. Department of Justice.
Catch Dennis Miller, noon to 3, weekdays, right here on News Talk AM 600, WSOM. Welcome to Tracy and Friends, weekdays from 9 to noon, the show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
He got elected, the country selected, as euphoric crowds chanted hope and change. And his top mission, creating awesome commission, worldwide abortion, U.S. citizen pays.
Control the masses,
healthcare then passes, no reading the bill before the vote.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Taxing the rich guys so Congress can still buy. Economy's playing a 6-hour note.
There's a thousand things that he could do. He just needs to get down here and start doing something.
Wasting away in Barack Obamaville. Looking for my hope, changing a job. Some people say that there's Obama to blame. But we know it's George Bush's fault.
No, that's just not true.
Gitmo still closing. Iraq exploding. Pulling back troops is a real bad idea.
As promised, the rest of our troops in Iraq will come home by the end of the year.
Afghanistan's raging. Captain, we're trading. Canadian pipeline getting the boot.
No, the president is selling out American jobs for politics.
Don't know the reason this political season. Try to raise taxes to pay the bill.
Those who have done well, including me, should pay our fair share in taxes. This is just class warfare.
Cobble the Cajun. Politically saying,
get this thing moving, we're about to die down here.
It's time to panic if I were you.
Time for the Obama White House to panic.
Wasting away in Barack Obamaville. Looking for my hope, changing a job.
You Obama, you stay here for more.
Some people say that there's Obama to blame, but we know it could be George Bush's fault.
And we're back here. Mornings with Tracy and Friends with that brand new hit. What'd you say? How are you?
Good, how about you?
We got, I had a stranger in the studio today. I had seen her in 100 years, and she's only 5.
How rude.
Yeah, she's only 5 years old, ladies and gentlemen. We have here on WSLM 600 AM on Mornings with Tracy and Friends. Have myself near your host today for an hour till Tracy gets in. And my faithful sidekick on spring break, her name is Annie.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
It took you a minute.
Did I get caught up in it?
No, it's okay.
I'm trying to do everything over here, and everything doesn't like to cooperate with me here over here.
It all works out in the end.
Every now and then does. Every now and then. How you doing, Annie?
I'm doing okay. I'm getting a C in advertising, but other than that, life's peachy.
Well, I mean, that's a, you know, C here and there, but you know, you can do better.
Yeah.
Next time, I'll put you on punishment. Now, you know, if you don't get a higher grade.
What are you gonna take a ruler and smack my knuckles?
That's right. No, just the palm of your hand. Knuckles is too much. You have to do something really bad to get the knuckle hit. You know.
That, oh man, I used to get way worse than that when I was a kid. So I must have been.
Well, sometimes parents don't know what to do exactly. So. But I got things thrown at me. We had a stairway where you could go down to a landing, and then you could go to the left to the living room,
yeah.
To the right to the kitchen.
Yeah.
We'd be down the steps and turned, and my mother would throw a shoe and still hit us in the back of the head.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that one? She was real good. I mean, wow. But anyway. We're here talking about that. Did you like that brand-new hit song that's just out?
Barack Obamaville.
Yeah.
I heard that in December when I was here. Trying to pass that off as brand-new. I like it, though.
Oh, man. It's crazy. But anyway, I enjoy it.
You're very talented.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. I got a new one coming out. It's going to be out next week.
Ooh.
Yeah, you need to listen so you can hear it because it's gonna be fun.
Any sneak peeks?
No, I can't do it right now.
You can't tell.
I'm not allowed. We'll serve no wine before it's time. Oh, so what now? Now you're the big college student. Come out of here now.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, isn't that something? Now, what have you been doing in college?
I have my own radio show there.
Wow. What happened?
I got a show at the college station.
And you told them you're experienced, right? Cause you
I did. I don't know if they believed me. But I got the job.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not very popular, I got to admit. But I've listened to the shows that are popular, and they are terrible, substanceless, and they just play pop music. So
I feel
superior anyway, you know?
That's a good way to be.
Yeah.
That's a good way to be. Anyway, she's got her own show in college.
Ooh.
And are you allowed to say where you're, you know?
Yeah, I go to Kent.
At Kent?
Yeah, Blacks Girl Radio.
Okay.
And they come on every Thursday at 12 in the afternoon to 2.
You're on 12 to 2? Or how long are you on?
2 hours a week.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's an excellent. I tell you, that is an excellent resume builder, and you know, and a start, and who knows what might happen if you really get out there. So, do you get callers and they get mad at you for your views, or some of them agree with you? What's
you know, I play a lot of music, so I get people that call in and like request songs,
mm-hmm.
But I don't really talk about politics that much. If I talk about something, I'll read some creative story that I found online or something
mm-hmm.
weird, just oddities, but not really politics. That's what I come here for.
Right. I heard that. So what have you been saying that you wanted to talk about, dude?
Oh, man. Well, seen a lot of stuff going on in Russia.
Now, what do you think about that, Pelsey? Because there's a whole lot going on.
You know, I don't think Russia's going to be victorious this time.
You don't?
No, I don't know how, but somebody's going to knock them down. I don't know if it's going to be the United States.
Mm-mm. I don't have any confidence that that's going to happen whatsoever.
Yeah, the last five or six times we went into other countries, the American people didn't really seem to approve.
Well, I understand, and I don't approve on this one, to tell you the truth. However, I'll say it like this. If the Ukraine is our ally, and we've pushed Putin to the point of actually invading, and he's got, he put, within 4 days' time, he put 100,000 men on the Ukraine border.
Oh, good Lord.
That's a lot of people. And so I'm just wondering how that's going to turn out. You know, who knows, but I am wondering how that's going to turn out, because that's going to be crazy.
Hey, I got a joke.
Okay.
Okay, so a Russian guy is in an airport, and he's getting his baggage checked at customs, and the customs guy says, our occupation? And he says, no, just visiting.
Wait a minute. Here we go.
Wow. Make me feel like $1 million.
If I had a little drum set, you know, when they told jokes in the crowd, boom. There you go. You know what you're talking about. All right, we got somebody here that already questioned us. What you want, Alabama?
Well, I had to talk all greasy when I called. Talking about what you want, Alabama. Like, why you can't just be like, hey, Alabama, what's going on? How's your day? You know what I'm saying? I'm up here, you know.
I'm the mean one. You forgot. I'm the mean
one. This is my thing with this Russia thing, man. Like, this is the only problem I have. Number one,
mm-hmm.
I'm more along the lines of leave people alone. I've grown into that. I used to toe the line, conservative, Republican, whatever. I've kind of branched away from that word Republican. But I'm just looking at it now, and I'm just saying to myself, okay, look, we had this treaty. Then Bush comes and puts missiles. And you got to excuse my wife if it's raining. Bush comes and puts missiles in Poland. This man is, you know what I'm saying, this dude is ex-KGB. He's probably killed Americans in combat. This dude ain't no punk, man. And then we coming up there, and then those people in Crimea voted to be annexed by Russia. The thing is, leave people alone. America has no business trying to, you know, be the police of the world. I'm sick of it. Like, we need to stop. If we just left our foreign budget alone, technically we would have enough money to pay for everything and still be under, and still come in under cost. But it's the foreign budget, the corporate welfare, the war machine, and quite frankly, the Republicans are kind of hijacked in those regards as being the party that pushes this stuff. That's the sacred cow. We never touch defense. We never touch. I mean, I'm all for helping the troops, but that's mm-hmm. the only thing that really seems to get cut is the support to the troops. Nobody really cuts these contracts to the government companies and stuff. And this is a bunch of bull, and I think that we need to leave Russia alone. You know, that's just my mentality. I really do feel that way. We need to close all these bases all over the world and leave people alone. I don't blame Iran for trying to get nukes. We surrounded on both sides. They surrounded on both sides by us. What they supposed to do? What would you do?
They done killed the government.
I mean, come on, man. We need to chill out and leave other countries alone.
Well, one thing, though, I agree with you about leaving other countries alone to a certain degree. We've kind of forced this to happen, and we forced this to happen with this Arab Spring that we just financed for the past 3 years. And that we made our CIA go in and do it, et cetera, et cetera. And then here you go. What do you expect to happen? They are trying to shut down radical Islam, okay? And what's going on? They're not getting shut down very well. But, you know, we'll just have to see about how that rolls. But hold on 1 second. Local caller, you're in there.
Good morning, Jeff. I like your song.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Now, in the first place, the EU, and you probably know this, the EU went in there first, along with our CIA, to overthrow that dictator over there.
Right.
So we stirred. And then we blame Russia for what she done. She's protecting herself, which we should be doing, too.
Absolutely.
And just, we need an American nationalist president at this time. We need that thing in a White House ousted. He should have been impeached already for all the, you know, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, all of this stuff. And the only reason I think that they will not impeach that man is because, just like the what Einstein said, she's being surveilled too. I think they've got the goods on all of them, and they can't move. Is my interpretation of all of this. They should have moved for impeachment a long time ago, as both of us know. And thanks for taking my call, Jeff, and thanks for more.
Thank you. Hey, the young lady wanted to ask you a question now. Go ahead, Annie.
Who would you call an American nationalist president? Like, who's an example of that? Because I can't think of one in modern times.
Okay, we do not have one running. But if we had an American nationalist as president, what should be done is the first thing that should be done is our borders should be closed up. Then you go as commander-in-chief, you go in and arrest these congressmen, 98%, and the senators. You arrest them for not living up to the oath.
Ooh.
They sold out their votes, and they put us in this mess.
Hold on, brother, if you want to talk some more. We'll be right back after these messages. Morning with Tracy and Friends.
Woo!
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Fit Family, unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I, personally, will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM, online at TracyandFriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Peace to everybody, and that is another hit off the charts from out of my studio. Yay! All right, anyways, that's Shalom. How's everybody doing out there? I had a caller on the line here on Mornings with Tracy and Friends here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeart radio dial, and on Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends, as well as TracyandFriends.com. And so we are all over the place where you can show your face and voice your view if you want to. And we'd love to hear from you. We have my man on here. He was finishing up talking about a Nationals president.
About how they're going to arrest all the Congress.
Oh, my God, that would be lovely. Man, you know, I love you, my friend, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's a nice fantasy.
And you've got to get rid of the IMF, the Federal Reserve Board, and the United Nations. The Federal Reserve
Board. Then we're going to buy everybody a pony.
The Federal Reserve Board was sent here to bankrupt us in the first place back in 1913. 6% compounded interest for 100 years has done that to us. So we need to do that. Then you change up the money, and you do that real quickly. Erase most of this fraudulent theft-ridden debt anyway. Change up the money. I've got 6 insignias of the military on my dollar.
Wait, how are we going to change up the money?
You just change it up. You make it different.
Make it pink. Make it pink this time, you guys.
Say again, please.
Make it pink.
Oh, the money. Well, they made it. The $100 bill has pink, a whole lot of pink on it.
Oh, that's nice.
We do it different. We change it up. Everything gets divided.
What's the purpose of changing up the money? Are you criticizing, are you saying we should go back to the gold standard, or
Hang on for a minute, please. You divide everything by a number, whether it's 10 or 20. We take the wages down. We take all the retail and wholesale.
Wait, whose wages?
At the same time, we use the same division number, and we revamp this country like we did in World War of 1941.
Wait,
and
you're going to lower them.
Up because we need to, because we are no longer dependent, independent, excuse me. We are a dependent nation now, and we do not need this nonsense of free trade and all this. The Congress's job was to handle the printing of the money. They gave that job away to the Federal Reserve Board. Their job was commerce, to regulate commerce in and out of this country and put on tariffs and stuff. They gave away that job to the free trade treaties. So what job does Congress have anymore? And then you got to rescind and repeal legislation and treaties that have killed this country.
Well, I understand, but the thing is that so much doing right there that would take
a weekend.
A weekend.
An American nationalist president that would do this, arrest these politicians that have done this to us, and try them, and some of them need hung. And if you go that route and do the job right, it could the change of the money could be done in 1 weekend because of the computers. Just like with every grocery store, they could change their prices. You could divide their prices in a weekend.
They could do
and
that in a weekend.
And this country like we need to do because we are at wartime.
In two days.
And we need to revamp and industrialize this country so quickly like we did in 1941.
Well, you know, since...
That's a nice fantasy.
Since good old Woody Wilson... brought in what's the money thing? he brought in the Federal Reserve and destroyed America forever. We were bent on being a progressive nation from that moment forward, and for us to get out of that, if we tried to get out of it, I do believe that they would make sure that the nations of the world would turn on us and invade and I'd say destroy the East Coast.
I think we're going to get invaded anyway because we've already had exercises doing that from Russia. They paratroopered in out in West to see if they could take over a CIA agent. We had seven nations participating in an invasion on our it was either South Carolina or North Carolina. They participated. I think we're going to get it anyway. But I think that if we had an American nationalist and closed up our borders real fast and stopped this, because Russia's down in Cuba, they're in Venezuela, and we need to move quickly, and it could be done. And it would take an American nationalist that knows what to do, because as far as the money goes, which way would you have more borrowing power? If we was all making less money with less prices because of the less taxes that we had way back when, because you used to take most of your paycheck home,
you lost
very little of it from taxes.
What you want to do is just go back before inflation, because everything was just peachy back before inflation happened.
Well, technically, I guess I think you're saying it right.
Well,
you take us back to down to.
They inflated the value, like it didn't gain any value per se, the dollar, but they just like
the dollar would be worth more if you divided everything down the line. The dollar, your buying power would be greater, but you got to divide retail and wholesale prices at the same time by the same number. And you go take it back, just like with these automobiles, $67,000. That car used to cost $6,700, maybe, just back in the '70s. So, where are we? We've lost buying power and everything else. And if you took away welfare and all this, and unemployment and all that, we'd be in a depression already. And if you took it away, truthfully, the prices would immediately drop anyway.
I got to ask you a question. You didn't say that we need to hang some presidents. You said hang the Congress.
Not arrest. Hang.
hang Congress? Is that what you said?
Yeah, what did you say?
I said they need hung as traitors. They've done this to us.
Okay, so you were talking about Congress, right?
Congress, Senate.
Yeah,
along with the president. Carter, the Clintons, the Bushes, all the way up.
It's been
like this forever. They've done this to us.
Now,
Clinton gave us a free trade. Carter gave away the Panama Canal. My cousin fought for the Panama Canal.
Oh, yeah.
Americans died building that Panama Canal.
I know you're right. You're right.
Why did they have the right to give that away? China controlled. Why would you do that?
Well, just like...
you're not American. I don't want to say the last word.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
Unless you're un-American, why would you have given away the Panama Canal?
Well...
why would you bring in a German Air Force base, which Bush did? Why would you do that? Why would you want the new world order like the Bush?
Well, the Bush, don't forget, Daddy Bush is a huge progressive. He's not a progressive, but anymore because of his belief. But the thing is there was no way he could get around it because they'd kill him otherwise. And
they killed Kennedy because he
absolutely
because he fought the Federal Reserve.
Absolutely.
If you got the job, you'd have to surround yourself with a battalion of Marines to keep you safe because you know that you're going to be shot at.
I heard
and
that.
And to save this country, we're all going to need to be able to take a shot.
Yeah.
Because our country is going down the tubes. Jeez, we're bankrupt. $880,000 last count of every man, woman, and child.
Yeah, that's a lot to pay back.
Yeah, the national debt is pretty high.
We better be playing that lottery so we can pay it off.
Well, in the first place, I'm wondering why they can pull the plug on the stock market and all this nonsense real fast. It used to be a stock market for America. Now it's an international stock market, and you're not investing in America by investing in the stock market no more.
Well,
that's a shame.
Well, I agree.
This is sad.
Wait a minute. See, Covina, man, I told you he wasn't talking about just the president. He was talking about Congress, too.
All kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
They took us down this path. They could have stopped it. They could have stopped Obama a long time ago with Fast and Furious and Benghazi and all that.
Oh, I agree.
Are they stopping him? Like I said, I think they're all under surveillance like we are.
I think.
They're blackmailable, and they're not capable of doing their job anymore.
I think if things were really as corrupted as you say they are, then they were that way before Obama was even a flash in the pan, sir.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We agree with that.
I went back to Carter. I went back. I didn't play no game here. I went back to Carter. Carter should be hung for giving away the Panama Canal. That first Bush... bringing in the German Air Force Base and all that nonsense, and then on top of that, the granddaddy financed Hitler. Well, we knew what kind of people we got.
Absolutely.
Just like with Obama. Gee whiz, do you think he's worthwhile? And do you think, I don't think they're worth, I wouldn't pay him $100 a year to work for me.
I don't think these days it's possible to get elected if you're not a crook.
You might be right, Annie.
So they're all kind of in the same boat in my eyes. Hillary Clinton, I wouldn't bet on her if she was on fire.
You know what? I'm surprised to hear that from you, but I'm glad to hear that from you.
She's on the board of directors at Walmart, man.
Well, I mean, who do you think?
That's like synonymous with evil. Come on.
What do people really think? And here's the thing that I say. Why do you think that the progressives try to raise the minimum wage so that corporations like Walmart and the very large corporations eat up their competition because they can afford to pay a minimum wage. The people that are the mom and pop stores, like the small pizza parlors, restaurants, businesses of any type that sell anything, they cannot afford a minimum wage to work by. So therefore, if you make out of your business, you only make enough to keep your family fed, you will no longer be able to do that in America because they're making sure that you can.
You know, I can see both sides to that because as a worker, just coming out of school in a few years, a higher minimum wage would just be absolutely lovely for me, because right now, at this point, it's not a living wage. And the minimum
wage...
You
won't be making any minimum wage when you come out of school. You'll be making much more.
Excuse me, I'm in communications.
It doesn't matter. You're still going to make more. We got to go to break here in a couple seconds.
Okay. These banksters need arrested, too.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt the bankers should have been. That's why I'm really ticked off that they didn't bail the people out.
Can I say something?
Real quick, go ahead.
The minimum wage was instilled so that, like, the everyman could have a living wage to raise a family off of.
No.
That's why it was created.
Okay, we'll talk about that after these messages. The minimum wage should have never been instilled for that reason, because you have too many jobs that are not meant to raise families on. They're just meant to make extra cash off of. Mornings with Tracy and Friends. We'll be right back.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. A third person has been charged for allegedly dumping gas and oil drilling waste into a storm drain which seeped into the Mahoning River. 46-year-old Mark Goff was employed by Hard Rock Excavating in Youngstown. He's accused of emptying tanks at the direction of his owner about 9 different times. Goff's owner will be sentenced in June, and another employee was convicted and sentenced to 3 years probation. A 19-year-old Youngstown man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for robbing customers at a Liberty Township ATM. Denzel Searcy pleaded guilty in court. He's one of two teens accused of robbing a woman and her child at the ATM last year. And Youngstown City Council has approved a $171.5 million budget. Council members have been meeting with department heads recently to go over priorities for projects. The budget includes $4.8 million in capital improvement work. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Saturday morning, the doorbell rings, and like many Americans, I answer it. I open the door, and there's this guy dressed in a banana suit holding a flute. Why me? I say to myself, why do these people always pick me? Then the guy hands me his card, A1 Banana Control. He says, you've got a banana problem, and I'm the answer. And I'm thinking, hey, pal, I'm the answer. You're the problem when a real live banana drops out of the light fixture and lands on its feet. Four little feet, and hightails it right out the door. They sense my presence, this guy says to me. Then he goes piping around the living room, scaring bananas literally out of every corner, opens up the piano, tra-la-la's it right up the stairs. The next thing I know, the banana man is being escorted down the stairs on the backs of hundreds of bananas. As they stampede by, he flips me the bill and yells back, remember, A1, we are bananas. Imagine that. You just did. You saw it on the radio.
Get your business noticed. Call 330-783-1000.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office at 330-219-6450.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Savin Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Savin Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Savin Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Savin Barbecue Sauce. The full couple of...
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a couple of...
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Michael Savage. I am opposed to revolution because nobody wins. However, you have to fight a tyrannical government virtually at the same level that they're imposing their tyranny on you. We don't want Syria. We don't want 70,000 or 700,000 dead. We don't want a civil war in America. We don't want to see one-fourth of the male population wiped out in a civil war. Ever.
Weekdays from 3 to 6 on News Talk 600.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I can't believe this. Anyway, mornings with Tracy and friends.
Why can't you believe?
Because you're messing up over there. Didn't realize that we were coming back into the show and you didn't push the button on time.
You're right.
Yeah. See, that's why.
That's why I don't work here. Amateur.
I can't put that on Annie. See, she's a nice young girl, and I can't do that to her. I cannot tell a lie. It was I.
You just did. I'm not a nice young girl.
Oh, okay. She's not a nice young girl. Oh my God.
I'm a firecracker.
Ooh.
Nah.
Firecracker. There was a song called that.
Really?
I'll play it for you. Yeah. I'll play it for you. Anyway, we're here live on WSOM 600 AM, quarter to the hour of 10 o'clock. Here in beautiful downtown Youngstown, Ohio.
Lovely.
If you guys don't know where that's at, you got.
If you don't know where that's at, you're lucky.
That's right. It's just like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you want. You can never, ever leave out of Youngstown, Ohio. But anyway, we're going to bring in my caller from California, Kavina Man, who thought that my man here was talking like David Duke. Kavina Man, where you at, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
It's got to be you, my friend.
Yeah, I was listening to you talking about the minimum wage. Do you think that, you know, according to Jeff's theory here, you think that people are advocating for a rise in the minimum wage so that mom-and-pop stores will close down, or are you just thinking that... let me finish. Let me finish. Or do you think that it's unintended consequences?
Absolutely the latter.
How do you think it's unintended? I'm going to tell you exactly. They know good and doggone well that it's going to wipe out jobs every single time that you raise minimum wage anywhere. You lose a huge amount of employment for black youth who are just trying to make some extra money to do things in school that maybe some middle-class families don't get a chance to. And not so blind, you're in the air as well. Don't worry. So you can chip in when you want to. But understand, when you raise minimum wage falsely, when you do anything falsely, there's going to be a consequence. And that consequence is not good. Okay, you raise gas prices just out of the clear blue sky, and guess what? If you're not producing what it takes to buy that gas and you raise the price on it, you're going to destroy your ability to your economy to work because people can't get to work.
Okay, let me come back on that, Jeff.
Okay.
I there's no way that I could probably convince you that you're totally wrong. The numbers otherwise. But hold on, let me just finish.
The numbers don't say otherwise.
I know. I can't convince you of that. But I'm saying
no, because it's incorrect. National statistics tell me better.
Right. So I can't convince you because you already made up your mind. But other people who are actually open to data may be able to understand that what Jeff's saying is absolutely wrong. The statistics say otherwise, and that it's good that we live in a democratic republic. We can go to the election. We can elect politicians. They can follow the will of the people who want to raise minimum wage. I really don't care too much that Jeff is isolating himself and going against statistics. I'm not worried about Jeff. I worry about the people who are living on minimum wage, and that's the people that I would want to vote for.
Okay,
exactly.
Listen then, okay?
Minimum wage is not a living wage. You can't live off of it. You can't support one person off of it. You can't support yourself. You can't pay rent, pay bills, and buy, like, food and essentials off minimum wage now, and that's a big problem.
No, it's not a big problem. The problem is that you're killing your your economy with all these regulations and these stupid behind backward trade deals that they're making, where you can't raise the economy can't catch on fire. Do you see that the economy has not moved for 5 years? You understand? Why hasn't it moved? Because you have a man that believes you're warming the globe by what you're doing, and he wants electricity costs to skyrocket. Well, when electricity costs skyrocket, guess what else skyrockets? The cost of doing business. So what happens then? People move their companies out of the country to somewhere where they can make their product. They can't do it here. It's not incorrect. Listen, do you think, okay, do you think Money News, do you think Money News, I'm going to put this in the chat room, okay, you think Money News is a organization that you can probably trust?
I don't know who they are, but I'm not going to doubt.
Okay.
I'm not going to doubt. Go ahead, make your point.
Okay, my point is this. Everybody says that when you raise minimum wage, you also raise unemployment. And the reason why is because small businesses cannot keep it up. Why? Because if you're not producing, here it is, McDonald's workers asking for $15 to go to work.
You know.
Okay, but here's my question. I mean, my point.
Working at McDonald's is a miserable living.
Well, it's not supposed to be a living. That's the whole thing. Unless you're the manager.
Let me respond to your point.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Make your point.
All right. Thank you, Mr.
Go ahead. Make your point.
My point is this. The point is this, and you can look in the chat room and you can get this from Money News, from Forbes. Okay, and Forbes are not political, really one way or another. Come on. They are more or less, they report on what's happening in the economy and why.
Oh, you mean Forbes ran for president? Okay.
See, Jeff, I'm not opposed to raising the minimum wage. It's the way they're doing it, Covina, man. They're jumping at 50%. Anytime you jump any segment of the economy by 50%, tomorrow morning, Covina, man, your landlord called you up and said, I'm raising your rent by 50%.
Thank you.
Because I'm not making a living wage renting to you at that lower number. What does
that
do to you? It sets panic through the entire economy. If they had been incrementally raising it by 15 or 20 cents a year for the last 30 years, it wouldn't be such a shock. It's like all of a sudden tomorrow, gallon of gasoline, they're going to tell you that after the election, gasoline is going to be $6 a gallon. It would send shockwaves to the economy.
You know, that's an excellent point.
Knuckle,
that is what they should have been doing, raising it gradually so this isn't such a shock.
They should have put a COLA on it if you were worried about a living wage because, first of all, minimum wage is an entry-level job. And the other thing is just I'm looking at every single industry. Every industry that's making money pays its people well. Every industry pays well. IBM guys used to make, when IBM only was the only player out there 40 years ago with mainframe computers, the average IBM salesman was making $60,000 a year in 1970. That was astronomical money. That's like $250,000 a year today. And these were ordinary guys with high school educations because they were in an industry that was growing and the boss could pay them more.
Right, not so blind.
You don't think they should have been raising it all along in increments?
Exactly. Hold on. Let me ask Nice Boy, that if you had a proposal and you took that to the Congress or the Senate right now and said, let's put that up for vote, let's call a version of the minimum wage, how many people do you think would actually vote for that? You think the Democrats would probably vote for it 100%, right, or pretty close. The Republicans would probably filibuster.
I think everybody would vote for it just because they're such damn political animals and want to save their job. Nobody'd be opposed to it because it's not this shock to the economy. They couldn't argue why they wouldn't do it.
Jeff, would you vote for
it? Yes, sir.
Would you support something like that?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah, you know why? Because
why?
You're not for just the reason that you wrote. Obama just raised it from 7-something up to 10. and for the government works, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to the small contractor that has to absorb that? He's going to have to then ask for more money from the government or lose that contract. And so my point is this: you can't artificially just raise something like that out of the clear blue sky. You heard what he said? I thought that was the most idiotic statement. Just give your people, your folks a raise. Give them a raise from where? Where am I going to pull it from?
Okay, Jeff. Well, Jeff and Tracy. Then you guys have a something you can propose
don't,
to your
don't include,
GOP.
Don't include Tracy. Include
well,
only Jeff. Let her
too.
Answer for herself when she gets here. Don't include her with me.
Maybe she's listening. Maybe
just
she's listening.
Jeff.
Okay, I'm just saying. You guys can go in the house, talk to the house man, and tell him to raise minimum wage. Like Not So Blind Mike.
Well, here's the thing: if they're insistent upon doing it, and Republicans are going to be so insistent on not allowing anything, if they give everybody else, Social Security, retirement people, everybody else like that, get COLA, then maybe the wage can be raised like that if you do it incrementally.
Yeah.
Because you cannot do it whole. Go ahead, Mike. Let Andy go.
I want to put something
okay,
in
yeah,
here.
And then
how disingenuous.
Okay.
How disingenuous what President Obama said about raising the minimum wage for federal workers up to $10.10 an hour. Let me tell you something. You can go online right now, Covina Man, and Jeff, everybody hearing this, you can go online. This is the difference between fact and opinion, okay? Go look up the government G scale of pay. The government, when you join the government, you're given a G number. You're a G1, a G10, a G7, and that determines what your pay is. There isn't any G classification that works for minimum wage in the federal government.
Well,
the lowest paid G is $10 and something an hour at a starting level.
Yeah, but he's not talking about government worker. He's talking about the people to get government contracts,
but their people have to
make that.
I feel like it's relevant to mention that they didn't adjust the minimum wage when they adjusted the U.S. dollar for inflation.
And?
Nobody adjusts the U.S. dollar for inflation. That happens automatically on the world market. Nobody actually does that, hon.
I
don't think you understand how dollar works and how currencies, they're relative to each other. That happens automatically in the marketplace. Nobody adjusts the U.S. dollar for inflation.
Go ahead, Covina Man.
I made my point. I have no problem
raising the minimum wage as long as it was done incrementally and fairly, because there are certain classes of people who do get exploited by that. You know?
Exactly.
And so I have no problem as long as it kept up gradually. But to do anything in our economy, it's such a shock. You know? I mean, if property taxes went up by 50% in one lump sum, if anything, if your insurance, well, look, if the insurance rate's going up, everybody's complaining.
Well, they have. Let's not fit in with that.
That is
absolutely what's going on right now.
Yeah.
And it's really, really ticking me off because...
We need to move the conversation away from that the minimum wage was ever meant to be a living wage. What we really should be more arguing about is decent paying jobs.
There you go.
That's not going to happen.
Raising unemployment?
No,
why don't we raise unemployment
anymore
to be a living wage? Why don't we just unemployment to $50,000 a year if you're unemployed?
Well,
even though the job you just lost might have only paid you minimum wage, when you get on unemployment, we pay you $50,000 a year. Why don't we? You can't just
well,
make
not here.
Not here,
not so blind. We don't make that on unemployment. We'll be right back after the top of our news. We'll see you back 440. We'll see you
listen
another time.
Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600.
Covina Man. Do you know the last time they raised the minimum wage? Do you know when that was? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, I don't remember the year, though. When was it?
I don't recall.
I don't either. I know.
I know.
But if they just made it go up, you know, by 1 or 2% a year, you know, based upon the cost of living increase, you know, they indexed it somehow, I'd have no problem with that, because then a small business can go, well, it's only going to take, you know, 0.75 out of our bottom line, you know, and then everybody could adjust to it. They could adjust their prices if they have to. They could look for more ways to become efficient, to make that extra money, or to hold on to a little bit of their earnings more, to have the extra pool of money. It's just that this push is just, I don't know. I know a lot of people that are freaked out over it. And you see, it doesn't matter whether or not it has any consequences. It's the unintended consequences. And those are always driven by people's attitudes. And when people are afraid of stuff, they make panic moves. And that's what's going to cause massive unemployment. People are going to just freak out. Because anything that's new, as a human being, anything that's new, we hate change. It's endemic in human nature. We hate change. We don't even like to change which side of the bathroom sink our toothbrush is on. It's been on the same side for 40 years. It's good enough, you know. We just hate change. So change has got to come gradually. And then we go, well, that's not so bad. I can handle it. I can deal with that, you know.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with someone if they're saying we're making a change and we want to go slow.
Yeah.
And somebody else says, I have a change and we want to go from 750 to 1010 to 1010. I don't have a problem with either one. I have a problem with the people that said it was taking a Jeff stance was, no, we can't change at all. No minimum wage.
No,
there should be
no minimum wage.
That's the one I have a problem with.
No, I have no problem with a minimum wage because, first of all, I don't think anybody should be even working for minimum wage, okay? Because I don't see people graded in value as human beings that way. You're an hour of your time is as valuable to you as an hour of my life is, and if you don't think that, then sit on death row with 59 minutes to go and see how valuable an hour becomes to you, you know? So, you know, be terminally ill, unfortunately, and then realize what every day is really worth to you. You know, but no, it's just and right now they should have just said, look, why don't we just push the minimum wage right now? Let's just 50 cents an hour. Come on, it's not that much, and we wouldn't be arguing about this now for 2 years, and then now we'd be talking about why don't we just bump it up another 60 cents or 45 cents this year, and we would have been, you know, by the end of 2000, and all of these things are talking 2017, by the way, to change the minimum wage, which is a long way. By then, we would have been halfway to the change, and nobody would be arguing about it, upset. We'd be back to the business of really creating jobs and teaching kids how to hold down higher-paying jobs, you know?
Yeah, I think if they would have indexed it,
yeah,
like you said, let's say back in 1980, the minimum wage would probably be like $12 or $15 right now.
Well, that I can't speak to because I haven't tracked the number since then.
People already did the math on that.
Yeah.
You know, they mention that every time they talk about the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Someone brings out the scale and says if they would have indexed it,
yeah,
you know, at whatever time that right now it'd be $12-$15 an hour. Which which I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, if they had did it originally. Or, you know, at least like the proposal that you said, if the GOP would adopt that strategy, then I think they would neutralize the issue. At least saying they have an alternative to the
well, if everybody would adopt, but you see, what everybody would, if the Democrats would adopt that issue, also it would become a non-issue. It would be just routine. Nobody fights over giving Social Security people a raise based upon the cost of living. Now they have suspended it for the last few years during these hard times. There's been zero increase, or it's been less than the cost of living. Which, okay, but that's also them trying to balance the books on Social Security to keep it alive longer, which is okay, too. But, again, it was done very small. They just said, look, instead of getting 2% this year, you retired people, you're only going to get 1%. And we all just – and you know what we all said, those of us who were near retirement age or whatever, we looked at it and said, if that's what it takes to keep the country going, I'll do my part. I'll suck it up for the other 1%. And if we all get the feeling that we're sharing the pain equally, Americans are really good at working together. That's why we're so successful in the military, because they don't, in the military, when you get assigned to a unit and you make some friends there, it almost doesn't matter what color they are unless you're an idiot. But, you know, you're fighting a common enemy, and I mean, the camaraderie, the brotherhood is there. You guys go to hell and back for each other in the military when you're like brothers like that, or sisters, now that the girls are in the military. You know, and it works because it's a common cause, and the bottom line is we're all here together. I just see it as if we get used to the fact that we're all sharing the pain together, we really are good at working together. It's when a pendulum swings all the way to one side or the other, or it's perceived to do that, then it becomes problematic. That's all I'm saying. Because,
yeah,
see, you and I could agree, and you and I hardly agree about anything, but see, as long as we have a reasonable solution where we share the pain, we both agree.
The reason why I said GOP adopt that solution, because Democrats already have a solution. They already have a political issue which is favored by the majority of the people, which is raise it to 10-10. They already have an issue that they're running on.
Yeah.
And in 2014, it's the majority of people are agreeing with them. Raise it to 10-10.
Right.
So I'm just saying, they don't have to. They really don't have to change because they already have the political win behind their back on that issue.
But when they rank the issues, okay, they may have a majority of the people see the 10-10. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
Is the issue of the 10-10 the number one issue to the average voter? Because then they're going to rank what's their priority. See, and unfortunately, that's where that comes in. So it's going to be a very interesting November. And I just think for anybody to pound their chest and proclaim victory, they're going to be very, very foolish if they do that. Because every time somebody's done that for the last 20 years in this country, they ended up losing bigger, you know, than they. I mean, there were people predicting that Romney would be a landslide. There were people predicting that Bush would be knocked out by Gore. There were people that, you know, everywhere along the way. And every time they make a prediction like that and get arrogant, fate has a way of correcting your attitude real quick, you know?
Well, I think that the 2014 election, you know, as far as my political profitability, whatever, I think it's already written because you could just see the seats that are up for election.
Uh-huh.
Are they in red states or blue states or purple states?
Uh-huh.
And what senators are running to defend or running to
so
you know,
the picture, the general unless we sing or we dance until Joe can throw the ball, that's all. You're finished if you're not tall. I hope my homies all will chill and see the future scream. Talk about it on each other or you're gonna scream. Like the rings is a dream. We can never deal with that. As a matter of fact, I ain't with it.
And we're back, morning with Tracy and friends. MC J Dub, the MC of love, cause my rhymes are spoken from God up above. What's up? What? What you say out there? Yeah, leave me alone. That was old school, wasn't it? Kavina Man.
I didn't even recognize that, man. Who was that?
That was me, man.
Oh, that was you rapping? Oh, that was old school then.
That was old school, man.
How old?
Oh, man, okay. That song is, I did that when I was in school, when I was in recording school in 93 or 4.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's from 95, way back.
Sounded good.
Oh, the track is hot. The track is hot. Don't succumb to the evil one, and that really means the devil. You know, that's what it meant. But anyway, how y'all doing out there? Morning, Tracy and friends. Annie and I, Jeff, in the air chair here today, doing our thing, talking to you about what's on our mind and talking to you about what's on your mind.
Hello.
So call in, voice your view. I got to bring up my man on here on 440 because he's been trying to get in and complain all morning. 440, you're in the air here on WSOM 600 AM on the radio dial and the iHeart radio dial. Go ahead.
How you doing? No, I'm not
going
to complain. But I will say this. No, you know, the minimum wage thing, it's a waste of talk. All that was designed for Obama doing this to take the eyeballs off of him. All right? Nothing's going to change. There's always going to be winners and losers. There's going to be poor people, middle class people, and rich people. Y'all got to get over it.
How's that determined?
You got to get old. No, wait a minute. You going to college, and I'm going to say this to you. You going to college doesn't guarantee you nothing. All
I'll
right?
tell you why I'm
what
going to college. And it's not even, I'll admit that I'm not going to college because of my own merit. I'm going to college off of my father's life insurance policy because he passed away. And I'm fortunate enough that he worked all his life, and I can take that money. And I'm not going to college because, like, I earned that money. I'm lucky. That's how this country works. It's based on pure luck. And that's what separates the upper class, the middle class, the working class, and the poor class.
It's
not luck. It's luck.
It's not all luck.
I mean, obviously.
It's not all luck.
Obviously, it's not all luck. If I just sit on my butt and don't do anything all day, like, I'm not going to go anywhere in life. That's how it works with everybody. But, like, there's just dumb luck sometimes. The American dream's not alive anymore. This country isn't, like, the bedlam of opportunity that people say that it is. There's
How
no
old
industry
are you?
Job. I'm 19. I'll be 20 next month.
19. You have no life experience. You don't know.
You
if
have
you
no
work
radio
hard,
experience
if you work
yet. You're here
hard,
anyway.
If you work hard, you can accomplish a lot.
And
I
am working hard.
Nothing. I had nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing. All right? I'm
oh,
retired.
I bet you had. I
and
bet
it's
you
because
had
I worked my,
too.
I worked my rear end off, and yes, you can do it. Nobody guarantees anybody anything. Here's the thing, and not everybody understands.
He didn't disagree with that.
If you keep
you know
doing
what?
Things over and over and over again, and it don't work for you, why do you keep doing them? All right? Why do you keep doing the same things over and over again and failing, but you're still doing the same thing?
I don't
it's ridiculous.
Know why you're lecturing me, because I'm doing pretty well for myself for
I'm not
who
talking
I am
directly
and what
to you.
I come from.
No, I'm not talking directly to you. I'm talking about everybody in society. If you are failing, why do you keep doing the same things over and over and over again?
Well, the argument's
they can't afford opportunities.
Well, that's true too. To her support here, she said that that things are pretty much up to luck, and then you know we added, well, it's a little luck and skill because if you put your hand to a plow, you can grow something, you know, for yourself. And in this country, you can do it. There's no doubt about it. What is happening is it is not happening because people are really, really messing some things up. Now, it's not easy. It is not easy to get ahead here in America, especially if you are of a certain class of people. I think women have now a better chance to make it than they ever did before.
I mean, they say that women are getting more educated than men, but that doesn't mean that the glass ceiling isn't there.
Well, yeah, I mean, but it depends on what glass ceiling, too, because women are inundating the workforce. But you still have a problem with a lot of different issues that aren't actually working for us right now.
I kind of think the glass ceiling is pretty much universal. Like they say, even when men, like, go into stereotypically female professions, they just get elevated. Like, their status, like, gets hit out of the park. They are presumed more qualified and presumed, like, more competent just because they're men, just simply because of their gender.
Well, I mean, let's put it like this. I think that they are really doing a lot better than men are in a lot of instances, except you're very up on top corporate level men, because that's still the big boy network, and
absolutely
the military. I mean, yeah, let's put it like this: the military is a different situation, but women are starting to inundate the military, and I think they're feminizing the military as a result. South Carolina, you're in, and Not So Blind Mike, you're in, 440, you're in, Covina Man, you're in. Am I just crazy, or am I telling
No, you're, you're not crazy, Jack, because I mean you can see it in the way the paradigm is just seemingly shifting. I mean, you know, instead of looking at things logically in a fashion that says A plus B equals C, you know, everything is kind of morphing or heading towards how a person feels about something and so on and so forth. Listen, a dollar bill don't care how you feel. A dollar bill only knows that it's a dollar bill. And that's pretty much it. And when you, it's pretty much linear. It's logic. And when you try and infuse something that's logical with something that's illogical, it's just not going to work. Logic and feelings don't go together, and that's the approach that they're hitting on. You know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I got a crazy cat in here. Vorp, you are crazy, man. I don't know. And quit cussing
at folks. You know, that's like a really easy thing to do, to make rash generalizations. I don't think men should be in leadership positions because they're just so violent. They would just start fights all the time. Like, see how easy that is? It's so easy.
Well, I mean,
you mean Hillary Clinton doesn't scare you? Everybody thinks Obama's bad, and believe me, I don't like him. Hillary Clinton is a nut job.
I don't
she
like Hillary
nuts.
Clinton at all,
and,
but
and
that has
what?
Nothing to do with the fact that she's a woman. Okay?
No, but I'm
and,
saying, yes, she's a nut job.
You guys,
so
what you guys are talking about like the hormonal.
She's just as capable violent as anybody else. She's just as capable.
I was just using that as an example to, like, when you guys say that women are so emotional, that's making a rash generalization.
No, that's
okay.
That is a truth. That's not a rationalization. That's just truth.
I don't
want to
hear about
your
hard luck in the love department, okay?
Oh, man.
Wow. Wow, Eddie.
All this is 19 trying to say that she's got life experience. That's great. Goodbye.
Excuse me. I'm behind a microphone, okay? You're behind your computer. So
he hung up. He's gone.
Good.
He's gone.
Good.
Anyway.
I don't even understand. Like, people say, like, oh, Hillary Clinton's going to be so emotional because of all these female hormones.
Oh,
they
no.
not understand
no.
how the female body works.
Well, they may
like,
not.
She's like seven. She's 64,
I would say that I do. I mean, I understand females fairly well. I've got four daughters. I've got four older sisters, and I've got five females that are my granddaughters, and I've been around them all my life. So I've had quite a bit of experience.
I bet you can attest to the fact that not all women are the same. I bet you'd
not
be one of the first
same.
People to tell me
not,
that.
Not
yeah,
all
I would.
Not all
I would never
same.
Say that
but,
all men are the same. I would
truth,
never say that.
Not me.
But
I don't think
for truth, women approach situations quite differently than men do.
Do we really?
There's no doubt.
Our approaches to solving problems are different.
I don't know. You can't say that, like, women are incompetent for leadership because they've done a lot for the world.
I never said that. I didn't say that. All I said was we approach problem solving differently.
Okay. Well,
can you elaborate on that
a little bit more?
Well, if you have a woman trying to solve a problem in a male environment, there's going to be some conflict. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's not being racist. That's not being sexist. That's being real. And it's the truth. That's why women have such a hard time sometimes working in an all-male environment, because their approach to solving a problem may be completely opposite of what a male approach is.
Well, if the modern workforce is a male environment, and it is, then women are currently thriving in it. So
What cost? Less men have jobs.
Big loss.
No. You're not understanding. I'm talking about the cost to the woman. What happens to her? She changes in that environment, and that's the thing that people don't realize.
because women are so delicate that they can't work.
That's not what I'm saying. It's the way women approach problems.
You know, I'm reading between the lines, and that seems to be what you're saying. That seems to be what you're implying.
No.
Excuse me?
I'm letting her run. You guys got to handle this yourself, because she told me that I was too mean, and I'm trying to be so nice.
Well, here's the problem. Okay, whereas, and I'll use an example that's close to me. All right, I have a grandson that went to school and he decided that he wanted to act up. Okay, so the teacher tried to talk to him and get him to understand what his problem was and try to behave better. His mother did the same thing. His grandmother did the same thing. You know what Papa did? Papa went out there, took him off to the side, handled the business, and he don't act up in class no more. Okay?
I am what I am.
Okay.
And listen, we're getting ready to go to break anyway. But we're going to pick this up on the other side. And I want to come up with and mention my man that I don't like and would not vote for, but Biggie, I'm calling him by his other name. But I want to mention and see what everybody thinks about Mr. Christie being exonerated by his own people in New York or New Jersey.
Oh, man.
And we'll be back right after these messages.
No different. There's no difference from
2014.
Hey, Mike. Hello.
I hear you, but I don't hear Mike.
Yeah, Covina. Trying to explain. I wonder how old this young lady is.
One second. She says she was 19.
19? Oh, my gosh. At 19, listen, man, at 19 years old, I knew every daggone thing. Tell you what, by the time I got to my 20s, hey, I figured, maybe I don't know as much as I thought I knew. By the time I got to my 30s, hell, I realized I didn't know nothing. I had to start all over learning again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, I think we're all in the same boat. I think we all hit that time in life where we say to ourselves, if we only knew, you know, back then what we know now, we'd be, you know, a lot further ahead, but I think when you're young, there's a lot of things you didn't experience. Me being in the psychological field, you know, the brain doesn't fully develop until age 24 or 25. So there's and the last part of your brain that develops is the part of the brain that is about wisdom. And so that's like biological. But, you know, 19-year-olds are, they're 19-year-olds, man. I really can't even try to shame her or anything because we're young, man.
Yep. I remember when I was 19, man. I was 19. I was in the Marine Corps. My brain was like, okay, who do I shoot next?
Yeah.
Give the enemy every opportunity he can to die for his country.
But that's how, you know, but that's the perfect age for somebody to be in the military, because you don't think, you just react. Your hormones are still, you know, propelling you and everything. So that's the perfect age to be in the military.
Yeah. I was still 17 when I went in, but both my parents had to sign for me because I wasn't 18 yet.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I turned 18 in boot camp. Me and another cat, we were the youngest one in there.
Yeah, I'm not gonna argue with a 19-year-old. I mean, she said we don't know nothing about women. She don't either, for that matter.
Yep. I had gotten into a discussion one time with the young lady that was working with me,
and he was quite a bit younger than I was, and talking all this trash about what I'll do to you, and I'll have, you know, this, and I'll have, and I'm like listening to him, and I'm saying, listen, you know, let me explain something to you. I'll teach you everything you know, but I'll never teach you everything that I know. And if you keep messing around, you'll be giving me your paper. That kind of shut her up.
Yeah. It's like, with all due respect, I got a daughter your age. I'm not going to argue with you.
My daughter is, I have a daughter that is 30. I've got one that's 24. I've got one that's 21. And I've got one that's 20.
Exactly.
So,
you already know she don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, you sound a lot younger than that, man. I thought you were, I would assume you're like 42 or something.
Who, me?
Yeah,
no,
South Carolina.
I'm 49. No, I'm 42.
Yeah. I just turned 42.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
We're all about the same age. I'm 46.
Yeah, I used to be a radio announcer years ago, so I had to disguise my voice, man. but I tell you what, though, this is how you learn your lesson.
This is the Notorious B.I.G. But for the purposes of what we're getting ready to throw into the conversation, you don't have to stay on this. You can still stay on whatever you want to talk about. We're going to say this is the Notorious P.I.G. Now, listen, I am not a Christie fan, you all. But one of my friends, his name is Jeff, too. I got to give him the shout-out. Jeff, this is for you, though. And Jeff come on my Facebook page one time and said, oh, look like your boy Piggy Smalls is in trouble.
Oh, my God.
I said, Piggy Smalls, who's that? He said, Christy. And I lost it for about 20 minutes.
That's great.
Yeah, I saw that.
So the Notorious P.I.G., yesterday he got exonerated from Bridgegate, and Democrats is having a fit. They said, they're going crazy. What do you mean he didn't do it? It's his own people investigating. Now, listen. This is what I'm going to tell you all. Shut up. You know why? Because if the IRS scandal, you got somebody running the investigation that gave or bundled money for Obama, what do you think she's going to come up with? And now Piggy done, got his own people, you know, his own investigators investigated him and found no wrongdoing. And then you guys are saying something else? Piggy, can't you see? Somehow you mesmerize me. I just love your political ways. I just love your political ways. That's why I'm so broke and you're so paid.
You're crazy.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. You got it. See, Annie, you figured it out. Here, Jeff, on WSOM 600 AM, live on your radio dial and on WSOM 600 AM on your iHeartRadio dial. I am a crazy man. I represent that. Okay.
Not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
You gotta be crazy to be on the radio.
Exactly. And if you're crazy and you know it, clap your hands. There you go. So now, who I got out there? 330-212. You've been waiting a while, man. You come in. You've been coming in and leaving.
Got something to say?
What you got to say, man?
Oh yeah, Jeff. Yeah, I saw that on your Facebook page about Piggy Smalls. I thought that was pretty funny too.
That's my boy. He cracked me up with that. I told him, you better call the Secretary of State and say that name or else I'm going to take it. the Notorious P.I.G.
That's something.
Oh, man. So for all my people that, yeah, go ahead.
Wait a minute. Not just the Notorious P.I.G. is getting away with something. What about the four up in Virginia, though?
Wait a minute. Virginia? I guess Democrats are just going crazy all over the place.
Yeah.
You got the state senator Lou out in California out there talking about banning guns, and he running guns in the background. He running guns. Come on. What about? Yeah, no, that's how y'all do it out there. That's why you couldn't melt me and pour me in that in that organization. How about Harry Reid? They're all liars. There's nobody having problems with Obamacare. Harry Reid.
He does talk like that.
Yeah, he does, because he's like Droopy the dog on the cartoon. Now tell me he don't look like. Do you see? You laughing because
like,
you know I'm telling the truth.
You know what? That makes me mad.
Wait a minute. Hey, that was real good. That makes me mad.
What the heck? Thank you, Jeff.
That's it. That was it. That's Droopy, the notorious P.I.G. And I don't know what we're going to do for Nancy Pelosi, because nobody fits Nancy Pelosi but a space cadet.
We have to
pass the bill before we can know what's in it.
Nancy Pelosi reminds me of Marvin the Martian. I'm serious. Yeah. That's
I don't know that card. Marvin the Martian.
Marvin the Martian off of Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. But that's no, he's too smart.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about with the space modulator.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. That's good, though. I can't believe it. I'm just thinking, wow, why
is
this
an ignorant
woman,
thing to say?
But she's crazy. She should not be in office. She needs to be in a straitjacket somewhere.
You forgot about Barbara.
I don't think a straitjacket so much as a dunce cap.
Well, at least you can criticize your own. See, and I criticize my own because I don't think Piggy is a Republican. I'm sorry. I'm just
doesn't matter. He's never going to get dominated.
No, and they did this on purpose, and I tried to tell my friend. I said, listen, the Democrats don't want Piggy to be.
I don't think he'd win anyway.
Well, it doesn't matter. Even if he could win, he was the closest thing to beating Hillary Clinton, so they killed him. And it was his fault because he's the one that smiled up and kissed the president's behind last year during the crisis with the storm.
Right.
Yeah. Go
John
ahead.
John Boehner's the crybaby. John Boehner, he's nothing but a crybaby.
I forget that cartoon with the little bonnet around there. Somebody should have had that with the little bonnet. Oh, man. I'm a star of sight. That's it. I'm. That's my new thing. Next week, I will be starting a site with caricatures of all our political figures. I'm gonna try to. Believe you me.
Jeff,
when I go, yeah.
Who's your man for 2016, man?
I like Rand Paul. Not first.
Okay.
This is just the couple I like. And I like Marco Rubio. That's who I like. Now,
okay.
What's going to happen, I don't know. And, you know, when I do, I'll let you know what I know. But I don't know.
Yeah,
now you know.
Well, Marco Rubio is not even going to get out the starting gate.
It doesn't matter. You ask me who I like.
I'm cool, but I was just saying, Rand Paul, he might play second or third. He might have a shot. He'll be in the contention, but I don't think he'll win.
Now you remember I told I don't know who's going to win, but I told several people. I said you guys think because you know the press was so good at destroying George Bush that you wouldn't see another Bush up there, but Skull and Bones says that you will. Okay, and so
yeah,
they
yeah, Jeff, you're, yeah, you're right.
You're crazy. Yeah, you're crazy, Jeff. You're crazy. And so I said, watch. And sure enough, whose name keeps getting floated every 2-3 weeks?
Jeb Bush.
Jeb Bush.
I think Bush is going to win the billionaire election. Like, you know, this is going to start in 2014. And I think that all the billionaire GOP, you know, after the, you know, the notorious Citizens United, now you don't need the public, you know, to back people. All you need is a couple of billionaires. So you got your, you know, what was going on this week? They had the billionaire call arms in Las Vegas. Oh, just let me finish my point. And I think they picked their man Bush. Go ahead.
But Corina, here's the thing. You know, nobody said anything about and has said anything about George Soros and his henchmen.
No.
Right.
You're not going to hear that.
Bill Gates, who outwardly supports the president and supported his campaign. Those are billionaires, too, and they're among the wealthiest. Covina, man, that's a straw dog argument. Just lose that. That doesn't serve
you
guys.
He cannot lose that.
Billionaires.
You may not like it. Did I say anything that wasn't true?
No, it's not, but the point is this. You didn't say something that was just as true, even more true, because the Koch brothers are 59th on the frickin' list, and you're mentioning them because white liberals told you to. Because that's the closest thing that they want to that they need destroyed, that can help, you know, conservatives go anywhere.
And look
okay,
at that.
I was referring to. Hold on, I was referring to Sheldon Adelson, not the Koch brothers. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm looking at him on TV right now on MSNBC. That's Sheldon Adelson. You know, him and his wife donated $90 million. But where's he on that list, Doc? Of the political donors, Koch brothers are 59.
Maybe you missed my point. Okay, because Hillary Clinton's gonna wrap it up. I'm not even worried about who her donors are.
Yeah.
She got the thing in the bag. She
and
not,
I know
and,
she does.
Let me just finish my point.
She can just start
worrying about picking a running mate. She's gonna get the nomination. I'm talking about the nominations of the party right now. She can just start looking for a running mate for the next 24 months.
That's a done deal.
Here's my point.
Do not take for granted that they're going to put Hillary Clinton in this spot, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because Barack Obama does not want that to happen. You know why? Because he wants to be Secretary General of the United Nations. That's why he's turning over the internet to international concerns. That's why he's lowering the ability of our military to defend this country. That's why he's destroying the dollar from being anywhere near the world currency that it used to be.
The screw over Hillary.
Not the screw over Hillary. Well,
yeah, not to screw over Hillary. Wait a minute. She said that, not me. At 438, you'll be coming in a minute. I didn't say anything about what you just said. So I don't want to hear that. That's not what I said. I said he wants to be the Secretary General. Clinton has been wanted to be. Go ahead, Annie.
I don't know. I don't think she's going to get the nomination.
I don't think so either. But the thing is I think that before it's look how that investigation pointed right to Hillary and Clinton about Benghazi.
Yeah.
Okay, bipartisan, et cetera, et cetera. You better read the tea leaves, my friend, because you know this doesn't work just like we think it does, because what the news media tells you, you got to look behind the scenes. Hillary
Jeff, what
Clinton.
What difference does it make, Jeff?
Jeff, I want to back. Jeff, could I back up a little bit? I want to go back
do
to
your
an
thing.
Argument that South Carolina was having with the gal sitting there with you about women in women in authority.
Hold on, Sal. I mean, hold on, not so blind. I got to bring 438 in right now.
Sure.
438,
okay,
come
ahead.
On in.
Hey, Jeff and everything. First of all, what about Elizabeth Warren?
I don't know. That's a good thought.
I think that would be a good spot.
Well, I don't like
all,
her, but
I think
I like
she
her
would
better
be
than
good.
Hillary.
I think that she's smarter
than
Hillary.
Yeah.
I like Dianne Feinstein better than Hillary.
Yeah. And second of all, when you're saying that Obama is responsible for basically killing our money and things like that, no, it's not him who's responsible for killing our money. The Federal Reserve thing that we did is responsible for killing
well,
the first.
That's true.
And George Soros, too.
You know, so don't put Obama on this. The banker and the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and all that, that's responsible for putting our currency to what it is.
And George Soros, too.
Yeah.
Now you got to put
George Soros.
That's how he became a
billionaire.
He has a track record of destroying countries' currencies. He buys them when they're worthless, and then when they go up a little bit, that's how he became a billionaire. And he 5-6 years ago, 8 years ago, it was announced he was going after the U.S. dollar next. But that's how he became a billionaire.
You're
and not all,
Darth Vader.
Yes, he is. He is Simon Bar Sinister. No, I'll take that back. Dick Cheney is Simon Bar Sinister.
Well, I don't know.
Simon
because I'm saying. I agree with Ron Paul. If it wasn't for the Federal Reserve, we wouldn't have that issue with the money and things like that. So
we'd still be a gold-backed nation.
We must be stabilized the dollar.
Y'all feel it the same. Okay, not so blind. Go ahead and make your point.
I was just going to, because, I'm sorry, I was listening before. I couldn't speak. I was on a phone call that I had to take. I am at work. And somebody's
making noise with your phone.
Yeah, your young friend there at 19 who sees the world. Let me just tell you two things. South Carolina is right. You got to get out of yourself because you're a woman. You got to listen to the facts and their studies. Women have a different way of approaching problem solving. They tend to be more cautious, and they tend to do more things from gut feelings. Now, I trust my wife's intuition to the end of the earth, because every time she had a gut feeling about somebody, it turned out she was right, okay? And there's many people in business who will tell you, if mama tells you that they don't like somebody, run, because they're usually right about that person. But the actual studies done are as follows, and you really should read Dr. John Gray's book, Women Are from Venus, Men Are from Mars, or Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus, because it was the women's talk shows that made that book a number one bestseller, because everything he says about women in there, they believe and accept. And this was the feminist movement that made that a global bestseller, 53 languages, hundreds of millions of copies of it sold. The United States Postal Authority, over the issue of equality for women and promotions and everything, did a study. And what they found was departments that were headed up by women or that had more women than men in them, productivity dropped. And it was because of crisis resolution or problem resolution, the way women approached it and everything. They found that there was more infighting, and they had to limit the number of women on a team or in a department to a certain percentage. Otherwise, productivity was dropping because once you gals get an attitude about somebody, there's no working with them. They're just not. And that may be a stereotype, but darn it, I used to do a customer service type business. I was in homes when I was doing remodeling. I'm telling you, I know the family dynamic. I've been in and out of 1,000 families' homes watching the way husbands and women work together and stuff.
And with that,
I'm
not so blind, we're about to take
a
quick short call.
Go ahead.
Break for the cause. We'll be right back.
The best things in life are free.
The world has changed. The old ways of saving for retirement, they're gone forever. Today, you need Legacy Financial Strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies.
And I'm sorry, but to deny that there's a difference between the way men and women approach stuff, guys and gals on this phone, I'm sorry. I've seen too much of it. There's just different ways. And sometimes in some situations, the way women approach things, great. It's better than the way men would handle it. But there's other times when it doesn't serve them.
But Mike, I don't think you look at the way Hillary handled the testimony when she was testifying about Benghazi, when she said, what difference at this point does it make? She had a meltdown. We don't need anybody.
She had a meltdown moment, and if her finger was on the button, whoops, call Russia quick.
World
tell
War
them III. I didn't mean that.
We'd be World War III.
I don't think that, I don't think that anyone is denying that there is a difference. I mean, if you, you know, focus on the 19-year-old, she maybe she just don't know yet, or, you know, that's just not something that's relevant to her.
Yet. She doesn't know who she is yet. In 19, I thought I was right, too, when I was taking over ROTC buildings protesting the Vietnam War, you know?
Right, but not so blind. This is what the conversation we're having, or that you're having right now, is going to be 24/7 on Fox News and 12 and what 24
now,
when Hillary Clinton is sworn in 2017, it's going to be 24/7 talking about, oh, women can't do this, women can't do that.
We're going to
get so inundated with it.
I would say that about Elizabeth Warren or one of the others, but not Hillary. Hillary is a master politician. I have tremendous respect, and anybody who underestimates Hillary is really, really, really doing themselves a disservice, because Hillary is a brilliant woman. She's a brilliant politician, and she's far more gifted in the public, speaking in public and doing things, than any of the other possibles. I don't see any other female Democrats that could outshine Hillary. I still think Hillary would pull more votes and everything else than any other woman in this nation, Republican or Democrat.
She's going to win in a landslide. If you thought Obama's victory over McCain was a landslide, Hillary Clinton is going to blow that away. She might get close to 400 electoral votes. She's going to blow them away, man.
No, she's not. There's a lot of people who doesn't want Hillary because of what she said and what she did and everything. And I'm sorry, there's a lot of people who do vote for Elizabeth. I'm sorry, I would love to see Warren versus Hillary, because Warren has a lot of ideas, and a lot of Democrats are saying, yeah, she's like going hardcore with the bankers. She's going hardcore with Wall Street. She's responsible for so many laws that Wall Street people, the bankers, I say, damn, we don't want her. Because if she becomes president, she's going to change the whole banking system and say, you better change that shit.
Yeah, I think that Warren is too strong in one direction for people to accept that much of a switch. That's too fast of a switch. You would have to ease into something like that, put somebody, you know, following Obama, you know, in between, and then maybe in the, 2020, somebody like Warren might come in. But I think we're still in this divided country that I don't think she could step right in following Obama. Hillary Clinton, she's going to blow the doors open.
That same music when you hear it.
I just want to know.
Who are you?
No.
And where did you come from? Barging in on me and Annie's show.
Me
and Annie are up here minding our own business. No.
Doing fine.
No, because Jeff didn't let you talk. He turned your mic off. Man, I heard. Did I stop you, Annie?
No. He let me loose.
I let him loose.
No,
I let her loose. You know why? Because she got her own show, and she told me that when she make it, she's taking me with her. So I know, because you know, I'm not with you.
You going to take me or you going to take Jeff? Both. Package deal.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe that
one. That ain't bad.
How you going to call Governor Christie?
No Percy.
Y'all are rude.
Listen, that was not me.
Y'all are rude. Hey, I know it's the shoe fit.
Yeah.
You lost almost 100 pounds.
No, you know, Christy looks good. I mean,
you lost 100 pounds over this gate. You thought it was the lap band? It was called the gate band. And so, seriously, you know, his son, his children, you know, they say it really took a toll on his family.
Wow.
His son came home from school one day and said, Daddy, did you really do this? And he said, son, no, I didn't. He said, y'all just called the man and told, and now you want to call him
I did not call him that.
No, you called. No. You called him the Notorious P.I.G.
Right.
No. Come on now.
That's my boy, my liberal friend.
You called him the P.I.G.
I called him
the Piggy Small.
He called them both because that's what he. That's how he got. See, that's how I got it. I did not. I wish I had.
No. You. He thought. He thought of the Piggy Small. You thought of the Notorious P.I.G. Both of y'all wrong.
No, he did. Both of them. You missed the post.
You wrong. You called the man a pig. How you gonna call him the pig? Shut up.
You
could have called him the overweight lover.
That's almost as good as Piggy Small.
Piggy Small.
Overweight lover, because he is that.
He's the overweight lover.
Yeah. Have a seat.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Piggy
Small
is ready to die.
I have a question. Because I heard you say this, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLAM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I have a question for you, Jeff, because I was listening to the show while I was on my way in from the Board of Elections.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give them a shout-out because they're doing a great job down there. They're hosting the regional conference over at the Mahoning County Renaissance Building.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know.
I want to know.
Mm-hmm. You really think that Jeb Bush is going to run?
I'm telling you that we will have a Jeb Bush running, if not in 16,
in
definitely in 20.
It depends on who wins in 16.
If a Republican wins, then nobody thinks it's possible. But
you never know. But they never thought that Christie was going to be able to walk across the bridge either.
Well, exactly. But they killed Christie enough.
They didn't kill
Christie. I said they killed him just enough to make him not be competitive with Hillary Clinton.
But no, let me ask you. But let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you think that because he – let me ask it this way. How would you have reacted if there was a catastrophe in your town
mm-hmm.
and the president came in and gave you his full support at that time? How would you have reacted to him? And how do you – because in politics – and I was listening to MSNBC this morning, and they said something very, very profound about Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton will lose an election this morning and go out and golf with you within the next afternoon.
Absolutely.
And the question is, how do you treat your enemy when – because in this game, you have – I mean, I just left Dave Beatrice.
Yeah.
And Dave Beatrice and I do not. We are adamantly on the sparring opposing side on most issues.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go into the Board of Elections, we become friends and we work for the best and the good of the order.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I supposed to do? Every time I see him and there's a camera around, slap him because if I hug him or say something nice about him, then I become a traitor.
No.
What President Obama did when he came to and came to see about Sandy Hook, Hurricane Sandy,
mm-hmm.
and the people up there in New Jersey, how was he supposed to greet the president?
It wasn't that he greeted the president. It's what his remarks afterward. Listen. Let me ask you a question. His remarks after where he just gushed over him about he just promised me he was going to get all this done and he's just been miraculous and this. He hadn't been because the people still aren't, sir. They just kicked the last ones out of the hotel last week when the hotel caught on fire.
My question is, if you come to my town and it – hold on.
Wait.
No. And if you come to my town
mm-hmm.
and it's devastated.
Uh-huh.
And you tell me that I'm going to have the full support of the White House. And what am I supposed to say when the press asks me? I'm supposed to say, well, you know what? That butt wipe came in here and he's going to give me
no,
what
no,
am I
no,
supposed
no.
to say?
Not at all. You know, you're going crazy with it. But that would not
but
be
what
me.
What am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to say this, Mr. President, we thank you so much for your cooperation in this matter because these people are really suffering. These people are really suffering, and they do need this at this particular time. We do need that red tape, and we appreciate what you've done.
What did they say? What did he say?
He kept going.
What
he
did he say?
Let's find it.
Find it. Find out what he said.
Let's
because
find it.
What I'm saying is I need to have a portion of civility, and he didn't endorse him because he came back and still stumped for Romney afterwards.
It didn't make a difference. He stumped for himself afterwards. He did not stump for Romney. In his speeches, he talked about him.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
no,
he
I was
did.
There. I was
there.
No. I was in
okay.
Lordstown with him when he was stumping for Romney.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is Portman was stumping for Romney. They were stumping for Romney, but now am I stumping for you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody puts themselves out front when I'm stumping for someone else. People
it's
do that on radio.
Politically, it could have been handled.
That is what it is.
But
it
I hear
is
what you're
it
saying.
Is.
I know.
So my question is, why do we hate him because he said something nice about
the
president?
No. Here you go.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying that overall conservatives hate him because he said something nice about the president. But you can say something nice about somebody once a day. You just can't say it all day long because his policy sucks. And I don't think Christie thought he was his friend. I think he was just being nice. In a bad situation, unless you want to do like the governor of Arizona, and almost slap the president, that'd have been pretty good too. It all would have made news.
Once again, like I said, I'm trying to find all.
They took pictures of him, and they were going down the street talking and smiling. What are you supposed to do?
You're supposed to, within reason.
The president of the United States of America.
Is that a parody, Jeff? I think so.
I don't know if it's a parody or not.
They got music behind it.
Let me.
Thank you to Governor Christie.
Yeah.
See, that's a parody.
That
see, you're not going too far.
No, I'm just trying to find the thing.
You're
going too far.
You
said it was a parody.
What are you supposed to do?
It's a parody.
You're
going to
be more entertaining. Christie's shaking hands with the president. I think you should have walked up and just said, you know what? Piggy, let me tell you what's going on.
There you go now.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm trying to. You won't let me get it out.
Who's up there? Because you know you got your.
Well, no, I can't do everything. I can't do everything. No, we got South Carolina, not so blind.
South Carolina got problems down there in Carolina. The mayor's going to jail.
Yeah, they're all going to jail, and they're going
the
to jail. On both coasts.
Okay.
Both coasts.
Just checking to make sure they're not Republicans.
West Coast, no, there's no Republicans at all in this bunch.
Just checking.
Yeah. We got Stanley in the house. We have three.
Stanley!
See, Stanley,
you know what?
This young
I'm
lady.
Take your phone from you.
Okay.
Listen, Stanley.
Is that better?
If you're not married, you need to send a resume in right now so I can check it. Because this young lady is not married. No, you too old for her. I forgot about that.
That's a little bit mild.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
mild.
Yeah, that's a little bit
mild. I'm trying to get people married off here. I need to make money.
I can't even buy alcohol.
Oh, that's right.
I don't want to get married.
Yeah,
like a great wedding. The bride can't drink at her own wedding. That's not a good wedding.
Stanley, how are you? Yes, Stanley, good morning.
I'm very good. I want to ask you, because I came with a name for the next Well, the person I think should run against Hillary. What about Elizabeth Warren? I think she should be the one that should go against. I have more confidence. I like what she does. I
Elizabeth
find her
Warren?
Like. Yes.
And you think she ought to run against Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
Hey, Hillary will wipe her up with a broom.
Yeah, she's not strong
she's
enough
not,
for
she,
Hillary.
She hasn't put herself out there like that. And Hillary and any woman going up against Hillary would be very, very difficult right now.
Uh-huh.
Any woman.
Even with all the scandal that she did, because I don't trust her as becoming the president. I don't.
She lies, but that's not the point. The problem is people can push past the lies of Hillary Clinton and say that she's the queen of their soul because of her charisma. I'm not quite sure what that means, but it is what it is.
Stanley, isn't Elizabeth Warren, is she the one from Massachusetts that misrepresented she had Native American heritage during
no,
the election?
No. Elizabeth Warren is the one that went against the bankers and the insurance company that asked the question,
know,
how come
what,
you... We, no, she's not the one of
yeah,
Massachusetts.
What state is Elizabeth Warren from?
Oh, let me just find out. Just a second.
Thank you.
Believe me, you don't want to marry that 19-year-old, Stanley. You'd spend the rest of your life training her.
Because I find her very strong in basically saying, I'm not going to do what you want. And the banks are in the bank were really mad against her because she's juicy. She was like, I want to put this law, I want to put that law.
I don't know. Just Hillary is just such a political force, and Hillary's got a machine.
Yeah, she is the senator.
She and
from
Bill have almost a political dynasty like the Kennedys had. They can do no wrong in the public eye. You know, no matter what they do, the public forgives them, and the public has this attitude about Hillary. Well, we know all politicians lie. So
you're right. She is the senator of Massachusetts. I didn't even know that. She was the senator.
Yeah, and there was a bit, see, and I'm from New England, and I remember there was a big controversy during her election because she made a lot of statements pandering to different segments of her constituency that turned out not to be true, and then she took the same tack. Well, what difference does it make that I'm not really Native American? You know, that was credibility there. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know about that, but I'm just telling you, I like what she does. You should watch her video. You should watch what she did in C-SPAN when they did the audit about what happened. She was basically grilling.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Aren't you supposed to be the people who are supposed to protect us when we're supposed to invest? And then the speaker, they were like, oh, well, you know.
Well, I mean, look
at
Madoff. They were hiring Madoff at the Security and Exchange Commission at the SEC. They were hiring him as a friggin' consultant on bad guys for 15 years.
I
and nobody found him for 25, you know?
How the hell did that happen? I don't know.
It's because there's who you really are, and then there's who the public perceives you to be, and it's who they perceive you to be is how they judge what value you are to them or how important you should be to them. And it's just all public relations, you know.
Wasn't he responsible for NASDAQ? Wasn't he the highest person one of the time of NASDAQ and everything? And the bankster in the bank, everybody was basically telling him if he would tell you need to get some money on IBM. Every bankster was like, well, you need to get some money on IBM.
He was very, very credible. He was the go-to guy for many industries, many funds, the regulators. They all went to it because he had this squeaky clean reputation that, number one, he always made money for his people. Of course, we know. And now there are people saying, well, we knew all along because nobody could have a profitable year every single year in the market. Oh, you now know it because somebody told you that, you know. You didn't know it then, you know. It's just nuts. It's nuts.
If it wasn't for that accountant, it wasn't an accountant? Then he was an accountant. I found out.
No, what happened is the Ponzi scheme, because of the downturn in the economy, collapsed on itself, and that's what and that's what started pointing up that whoa, because people started wanting to cash out, and the money wasn't there.
So you're telling me that if it wasn't for that, he would have still been in power right now, doing what he needs to do.
Under SEC rules, when you liquidate out of any fund, it's something like. And I studied this license for licenses like 25 years ago, so I'm doing this from memory. But there's like a law that like within 72 hours, the money has to be in your bank account.
Wow.
And that's where he began to fall apart. Because it was all paper. There was nothing that was real cash, and there was nothing that he could liquidate, sell, and transfer the money in that. And then there's another law which is very interesting, and this is why I still say for the average person, to invest in certain things like mutual funds, because those under federal law, if something goes wrong with the fund through mismanagement, the value of your portfolio on the day the fund is declared insolvent becomes its market value, and it's given to a federal judge, and within 60 days, the money has to be in your hands. It's not like the FDIC, where if you read, you know, the insurance on bank accounts, they've got up to 99 years to give you your money. And during the depression, bank failures and stuff, in our past history, they called you up and said, Stanley, we know you had, $100,000 in the Blind Mike savings and loan, but Stanley, the money's not there. But Stanley, they hauled a mortgage on an appliance company, so we're sending you 15 refrigerators. You're even now, Stanley. They have done that to people.
Well,
Stanley sitting there going, I'm going to look ridiculous. I'm sitting on the street corner selling refrigerators.
Yeah. What about investing in gold and silver? Do you think we should do that? Do you think
no, that's as manipulated as everything. If you're going to invest, silver, yes. Gold, no. Gold is
why
highly
not
manipulated.
Gold?
Gold should be a percentage of your portfolio, only so you're playing the game the big boys go. It should not probably be more than 10 or 15% of anybody's total investment, because it works in the it works in the opposite response to market stuff. And so when things get good in the market, gold goes down in value, okay? And look how much it's fallen. It's fallen from around 1,800 down to 1,300, a high 12 in the last 2-3 years, because look, the market's come back. So it's a safety valve. It's meant to balance out the value of your portfolio so that you're hedging your bet. You got one foot on two different planets, so no matter what the movement is, you're covered, you know? Now, silver is far better, and it's because silver has actual industrial uses that far exceed any value that gold really has in industrial applications. So when the worldwide economy turns around, Stanley, and let's say all industries were booming, silver will go up. Unlike gold, when the world is booming and the economies are good again or appear to be good, gold will drop like a rock. Silver won't.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Silver is rare. We have.
If I. Okay, I understand what you're saying. If I read back and everything, we can't go back to the gold standard because the way we're trafficking. Because the way we're trafficking things and the way we're doing traffic, well, the way we're transactioning things between everybody, it would be too slow if we went back to the gold standard. That's what I read.
Well, it can be handled digitally because of what they call the BIS, the BIS over in Switzerland, the Bank of International Settlements that basically does the accounting between countries and their currencies and everything every month. You know, it's like you trade with me, I trade with you, your currency is worth this, my currency is worth that, based upon what the UN has and what they call the operational rates, which are posted twice a month, that shows the value of every currency in the world on the 1st and 15th of every month. And the Bank of International Settlements, then, when they look at the trade between you and I, they settle up our accounts in Switzerland. So it can be done relatively quickly. The problem is there is not that much gold in the world.
There's not enough gold for the world,
and,
exactly.
And the World Bank knows that. Anybody who's really playing the money games know that. And that's why if you look it up about 3 years ago, I think it was in October, so it was either 2 years ago or 3 years ago. In October, the United Nations, through the IMF, okay, International Monetary Fund, declared that currencies should be backed by and they put the figure with it no more than 20% in gold, recognizing the fact that the global economy is like, if you took all the currencies in the world and added them together, it's I think there's something like only like $55 trillion.
See what I'm saying about this generation? The generation's gone.
Wow, this is crazy. Bludgeoning people with I'm happy. Come along. I am playing tonight at the fireplace, the entire place for food, family, and fun.
Wrong side.
Yeah, and then also I'm playing at McManamy's tomorrow night, Saturday night, excuse me. And we have a double header this weekend, and so we're going to go and do our thing. I heard you sing another day. I said I have to go to the studio so I can let you do some of the background, so you quit complaining. You'll be on a major.
I don't want to be on a record. I want to be live.
Well, you're going to be. I got to let you sing live.
I got to get a mic.
To the track.
You know, I got to get a mic. You see, I got to go be going. You know, I got to be able to break it. I'm an entertainer.
Yeah.
I got to show y'all how to moonwalk and do like Michael Jackson.
I heard that.
Huh? You sing?
No.
She sings.
No.
She can sing.
You just moonwalk.
Yeah. You know, I just, you know, I'm like Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
I just moved my lips. Oh, no, that was Millie Vanilli. Welcome to Tracy and Friends.
There you go.
We're back.
Whoops, Daddy. Are we?
Yeah, I think we're back. And today, you know, the month is almost over. Monday's going to be the 31st, the last day of March. At least it's a little bit warmer today than it was.
I am so happy, and I'm going to have a team this year.
A team of what? A football team or a baseball team?
A football team.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And listen, I want all you animal lovers. Nobody loves a dog like I do. But leave Michael Vick alone.
What did Michael Vick do now?
He didn't do anything. He signed with the Jets, and they tell everybody to put up their pets. I'm serious. Leave Michael Vick alone. He don't even own a dog.
But he ain't helping himself. But he's not helping himself, Tracy, in public relations.
You're funny.
I mean, seriously. What you said, Mike?
He isn't helping himself, though, Tracy, because, you know, he's just put out that cookbook on what you can do with animals, you know?
No, he didn't.
Full of recipes. Yeah.
I'm shutting you down myself. 3302122.
Real shepherds, German shepherds.
Shepherd pie.
Oh, man.
Oh, you guys are so mean.
Not so blind. Is that what shepherd pie is made out of?
If you're going to
German shepherd
pie, you better be careful.
Listen, I done told y'all to leave my boy alone.
German shepherd pie.
Hey,
you got to watch out for them, too.
Mike.
Rin Tin Tin on the stick.
I love it.
You guys, listen, so there's a problem with you guys today. I think you guys are stuck in the water.
It's Friday, and we got exactly 2 weeks before a full blood moon, and we're losing
out. Now, listen, Chrissy's going to be on with Diane Sawyer, and he's going to be doing a press conference tonight this afternoon at 2:30. And also, he is he's down about 20 points from where he was before the gate. I think we need to watch. I don't even think he'll make it out the primary.
I really don't either. And so I understand that. I really do understand that.
But I think he would. But I think he is more likely to make an exciting campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me say this. And when I say exciting campaign, I'm talking about in a general election. I think he would make a more exciting campaign than Rand Paul, and I think you mentioned Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio, yeah.
I don't see there. It's because, see, right now, and the problem with what I'm saying is, and the problem that we have in America is everybody wants to be electrified. See, Obama came up with the electric fly.
Oh, yeah.
And he slid into office.
Yeah.
Who's making all that noise?
Eric.
I know it is.
I know that's you.
Hut.
And so, yes, Eric. So we really need to reshape that, but you need to have a campaign that's going to be electrifying, because if it's not electrifying, because Hillary's going to have one, because women are going to make that happen.
Oh, I agree, but my point is,
Hillary may not run.
I had a professor that argued that women didn't want to vote for other women.
That's true. Women hate women.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm serious. When I say that, it's really, really sad, and this is across the board in management. For some reason, it's very, very difficult for women to get together and work for each other and work with each other.
No, I absolutely
Amen.
Agree with you. It's because it's so much easier to compete.
And we are bad competitors because women are incubators. They hold on to stuff, and they don't let it go.
Amen.
And when another woman crosses a woman, she will never forget that she was crossed by the person, and she will never be able to advance because of being crossed. And that's where men fail. That's where men succeed and women fail.
Yeah.
Men will know that they hate you. They will know that you actually did something very, very detrimental to their campaign, their career, their life, but they'll still shake your hand, and for a common goal, they'll still come back together again.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, Alex is in the chat room, says Jan Brewer would make a good run up against Hillary, but I don't know. Jan Brewer, I think she compromised herself when they beat her on Obamacare and that last bill out in the state. What was the big showdown on homosexual serving homosexuals in certain different things
in Arizona? Out in Arizona,
the media played that wrong, though.
Mike, one at a time. Go ahead, South Carolina. Go ahead and finish.
It was a situation. They misplayed that bill. I mean, that was not what the bill was saying, but it was about the fundamental rights of businesses to not serve who they want to. And that was what it was about, but the media played it a different way. So
But hey, it is what it is.
The media played it a different way, but the underlying reason why it was brought forth, and I understand if you are a fundamental charismatic Pentecostal evangelical Christian, why you would not want to photograph a homosexual marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
And you don't have to. I mean, the thing is you just tell them, no, I can't. I don't have that data.
Well, they were being sued. They were being sued because of discrimination. And what I'm saying is, I understand that, but you cannot say you don't want to serve a person based on
what they do in the bedroom.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I think, you know, public shows of affection inside of a restaurant, and you get your tongue down somebody's throat, whether you're heterosexual or homosexual, that's not the place for it.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when I'm out with my kid, I don't like to see that either.
What'd you say, Eric?
Hold on, Sal.
What'd you say, Eric?
I said, if I'm out having dinner with my kid, I don't want to see that either.
That's what I'm saying.
Whether it's a man, two men, or two women, or a man, or a woman.
Yeah, it's just not a place. That's not a place where you do that.
Right.
And there's a time and place for everything, and we need to find that time, that place, and we need to go there to get that done.
Right. My real problem here in South Carolina, Trace, they have a rule at the beach in a lot of places down there that if you don't have any shoes, you don't have any shirt, we have the right to refuse your service. Now, what's the difference with that? Is that a violation?
It's not a violation of shirt, no shoes, but that's a code that goes with your ordinances for the health department.
Mm-hmm.
No shirt,
no
shoes,
it's
no
not
service.
A code in the ordinance. It's not a code in the ordinance. It's businesses select, or they say we're not going to serve you if you're not properly attired, or what they mean properly attired. So
now
what
we
you
have
run into is what if you have somebody that can't afford shoes, or can't afford a shirt.
If you can't afford no shirt and you can't afford no shoes, then why are you coming to my restaurant to eat?
Yeah.
Why are you eating at home?
Maybe they're not coming to eat. Maybe they're just coming to sit with a friend. They wouldn't let you.
No. That ain't gonna get it.
No shirt, no shoes, no interview. You can't afford one. Then do like the country club. It's like a jacket. If you can't afford a jacket, they will provide you one.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Did that happen down there?
Yeah. If you don't have a shoe, they will have it on the door. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
Is that how that works? They'll give you one.
And if you go in there, and they ask you to leave, and you don't leave, they will call the police.
Yep.
But
I mean,
the
I believe the last
that.
Part.
What happened to the mayor of Charlotte, man? What happened to the mayor of Charlotte? Yeah.
He accepted bribes. He accepted bribes in the form of cash. He accepted bribes in the form of favors. He accepted
$40,000 was in South Carolina.
And $48,000 in cash. And he got caught. So this is, hey, listen, they got, all of them got spring fever, I think. You know, the change in seasons has gone and made them go crazy.
Yeah.
But the big thing, though, is what is happening in Virginia with the four individuals that were caught taking bribes for votes. And then the new attorney general is refusing to prosecute. These are four people that are in power, and they're not going to prosecute. Doing so, they said doing so would be racist.
And why would it be racist?
I know you heard about
Carolina.
That.
I'm confused. I didn't hear that. I don't understand. How was that racist? What did race have to do with that?
Yeah. Not a bit.
Yeah.
Not a bit, but that's what they're saying.
But I don't understand. How do you make racism out of fraud?
Well, they're not going to prosecute them, just like
South Carolina, hold up. How do you make racism out of fraud? Fraud got a color now?
Yeah. He's a Democrat, and some people that weren't Democrats. See, Democrat is now a race. It is no longer just,
it's a race?
Yeah, it's a race. It's not just a party. because anything you do against a Democrat is racist. If you want, if you wanted us, you know, ID so that 13 million illegals aren't sneaking in and voting, like in several cities they have more people registered to vote than are eligible to vote by age in that state, in that city, excuse me. What kind of sense does that make, and what does that tell you? That tells you that somebody is manipulating something. You have more people registered to vote.
Yep.
Go ahead.
You vote six times for President Obama and they won't prosecute you?
Well, they did in Ohio. They prosecuted the lady. But, of course, you had I forgot who came to the state. And when the lady, they honored the lady that voted so many times. I couldn't believe that. I mean, that was just beyond me. You know, that was just way beyond me. It blew my mind. Totally blew my mind. But anyway, it is what it is. So we're looking at all these things that happened. But now that happens. How about the guy out in L.A., the state senator out in L.A.? San Francisco.
Don't hurt you.
V-I-R-T-U-E.
That's what I thought. Nothing looked right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you say?
But the guy out in California, San Francisco, that was running against, railing against people having guns, but he was running guns. We're about to take a short pause for the cause. We're going to be right back here. Mornings with Tracy and Friends, and Tracy is right across from me. I think that's her anyway. We'll be right back.
Hey, South Carolina. Hey, good morning.
Yeah, man.
Didn't mean to step on you. I don't think Tracy understands that when we're over here on this blog talk, there's a latency to this. It's like talking on a two-way radio, you know. People step on each other, not because we actually hear silence, and it's not really, but we don't hear somebody beginning to speak.
Right.
You know, so, and she gets mad at us, man, you know. Anyway, the only problem I have with Jan Brewer, she just doesn't think quick enough on her feet. And she just, there's better ways to say some of the stuff. I don't doubt her intelligence. I don't doubt her abilities. But she just doesn't come across as glib as Hillary does.
Right.
You know? Jan Brewer just sounds, I don't know. Somebody needs to work with these people on their vocabulary and the way they phrase things. And she doesn't use appropriate words. She uses a lot of malapropisms.
Hey, Mike, here's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
It says, Attorney General Kathleen Kane on Sunday explained why her office did not prosecute Philadelphia lawmakers targeted by an investigation, noting the vast majority of the audio recordings implicated them with taking gifts, cash, and were made 18 months before she took office.
Yeah.
And that the previous prosecutor didn't proceed with charges. The case was dead when it came to our office, Kane said in an interview with the Tribune of Review. It is non-prosecutable. There was nothing we could do with it. It sat around for 18 months. There was no way you'd bring that case. Three attorney generals declined to prosecute. Philadelphia Inquirer reported that people close to the investigation said King killed a solid investigation against fellow Democrats. Kane sharply disagreed. Prosecutors had no reasonable suspicion that crimes occurred, and the investigation featured shoddy police work and very little supervision and confidential informants. A lobbyist who wore a wire to a meeting with officials, Kane said. Mm-hmm. Her office said to lawmakers, "We allegedly permissibly accepted cash payments from the informant, but evidence failed to establish quid pro quo." Now, the four members of the Black Caucus, Kane said, might have been unfairly targeted because of race. He claims the agent on the case was told to focus only on members of the General Assembly's Black Caucus. Okay. Yeah. The case had no corroborating evidence, she said, mm-hmm. and 3 weeks after she was elected, but she took office, then Chief Deputy Frank Fina gave the informant the deal of a century. Mm-hmm. The informant cooperation was secured with an agreement resulting from the dismissal of 2,033 criminal charges connected to defrauding a charity that fed poor children and seniors. Boy, you throw poor children and seniors in there every year, every time you'll get off. So it was based on race that she decided that she was going to do it.
Yeah, well, based on race I think is a stretch, but you see that quid pro quo. I can mm-hmm. give you cash if they can't prove that you were buying something from me that you were not entitled to, that would have been illegal, like a political favor or buying my vote. If they can't make mm-hmm. that side of the case, you can hand me all the cash you want. But if I ain't doing anything for the cash, that's not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And see that quid pro quo thing there. See, that's the race stuff is all, it's just there for whatever reason. But if you're targeting people because of their race, because it's the black coalition, here's the bottom line on that. At the label of a group of people, that's like giving a street address and saying, well, most of the people on the street are black, so now that's racist. So that's just a totally bogus bullshit thing. Excuse me, I forgot we're on the air. Sorry. Whoops, I hope this is not going to come out on her recording. But the quid pro quo thing is really...
I'm talking about how you just bust us in and bust us while we're in the middle of talking about something else, don't have nothing to do with the show.
Yeah.
And then we get busted. And that'd be it. Just totally it. Anyway, it is Annie, Tracy, and myself in the air chair. We are having our fun. It's almost the end of the day. My goodness, Tracy, you know, made the time go fast coming in
here.
That's good.
If it goes slow, then it's a bad day.
No, it didn't go slow. It was going fast.
It's a bad day.
Yeah, but
and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your
enemies. Tell your wife, tell your kids.
Yeah, tell them to tune in to Tracy and Friends.
Even
your
dog.
Yeah, iHeart, WSOM
600 AM.
If you listen to it, just write, tell everybody that they really need to tune in. If they can't get it in one way, they need to get it in another. But they need to write it down that they're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. If you want to do something for Tracy and Friends and you want to make it successful, then tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and write it down.
And guess what?
What?
We're real talk because we don't play around up in here.
You're special talk.
We talk about the real stuff, and we tell our real feelings and what we feel and what we think.
We're
not fake like the politicians.
Well, we're not fake.
Oh, no,
like
we're
some,
not fake.
We're not fake like some of these other. Yeah, and I'm not dogging other talk shows because they do what they do.
We do what we do.
And we do what we do.
We're just
do
better we than them. Subtly. We don't have to say we are, but we are.
Annie is live on the
she's over here playing games.
And who else? Where did she get that from?
I don't know.
Huh? Maybe from the person that brought her in?
I'm not teaching stuff like that.
Huh?
I would never do
your
anything like that.
Your screen teaches that.
Not
the bank.
So.
I had stuff talking, you know, when I came. Everything was talking.
I wasn't expecting to call you to ask you to start the show today. But I forgot. And today.
You had 101 things open up in here.
You want to see my machine at home?
I couldn't.
I'm busy.
Does it crash?
No.
No, see, don't nobody know this, but Tracy crazy, and I'm gonna just say
we're all crazy.
No, I'm gonna give her kudos for real. She's multifaceted, and she can do things on a whole lot of different levels at one time, and still do what she's doing. And but you know that's what crazy people do. I can't do that.
Man.
I can only do two or three things at one time. Tracy does about 20.
Oh, man, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, so very, very important that I do that.
When you look up the word multitask, there's
there.
A picture of Tracy sitting up in there.
Listen, let me tell you what I found out. I was telling my mom this last night.
Mm-hmm.
I will be 50 years old this year, and retirement is coming very, very fast.
Believe you me.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm a year older than you.
And as an entrepreneur, you better have all your quacks in a duck order because no one's coming to save you.
Nobody.
And I trust in God, and I know he's got my back, and he's going to take care. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. But I believe in I like good food.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you got bread, I want good Italian bread with butter, which means I got to go work out. You got to have, I mean, seriously, I love a good steak, but I like Ruth Chris.
Oh, my God.
See what I'm saying?
Why do you mention that right now?
So
I don't have
right
the money
now,
to just run over to Pittsburgh and go to Ruth Chris or Cleveland.
I can't afford Ruth Chris today, but I know how to women, but I know how to Groupon.
Yeah.
I know how to Groupon.
And even though we have a, whatchamacallit here.
Clap along if you feel like a
I didn't mean for you to feel
like
that.
Like a room without a room?
A room without a roof.
Room without a roof.
That doesn't make any sense.
Makes huge sense.
It doesn't supposed to.
Like a room without
a roof, which means it's limitless.
330-781-9600 locally. We have in our room. Yeah, I had everybody here.
Room without
Alex.
A roof.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, not Alex. I mean,
Jeff,
man. Yeah, Alex is in the chat room talking.
Alex is working.
Alex is saying stuff like, it'd be entertaining while Gary Johnson takes the majority of electoral votes.
He'll look good in a suit and on a postcard.
Gary Johnson. That's why Marco Rubio can win, because women don't vote for women too often. And guess what? Marco Rubio is tall, dark, and handsome. And people are going to like
Walker?
Him. Scott Walker can't win.
Why not?
Because he has... I can't say it on the radio because I'll be charged with being
Don't say that.
But the thing is he doesn't have that look to be able to win as president.
But now,
what he's done has been absolutely presidential.
Because remember, Romney did not have – Romney had the look. He just had no excitement.
Well, he –
He was
drier than a Mojave. There's no doubt about it.
And we need electric.
You need electric, and I think that Marco Rubio will give you that.
I don't think Marco Rubio don't even know how to talk without going to get a sip of water.
He was nervous the first time he ever did it.
Then guess what?
They have them together by now. By now he's been
Marco
trained.
Marco Rubio?
Marco.
What about Paul Ryan?
Paul Ryan, I like Paul Ryan too.
I don't think he can make it either.
I don't either.
And I like Paul Ryan.
I like all of them. That's
how about Rob Portman?
I don't think Portman has the gravitas to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, gravitas.
You don't have the balls.
Oh, he got them now. He got them, but he ain't got no gravitas.
What is a gravitas?
Gravitas
their
is a peel. No, 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 it's a peel.
Really?
Yeah.
It won't matter anyway.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that you hate to say this about your
Obama's
your,
a hard act to follow up.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. President Obama, what he's done, he has changed the landscape.
It won't
from
matter.
Substance. No, Jeff, hold on. He's changing from substance to substance.
To substance.
Because what's wrong? Because right now.
To substandard.
Because do you realize, I went to the grocery store last night.
Uh-huh.
And I about put all my stuff in the buggy, back on the, left it in the buggy, in the store.
Yeah.
Because food is going up astronomically.
Oh, my God.
Gasoline is going up astronomically, and people's wages are stale and stagnant.
Oh, my God.
Even though we're working now, but it is still, your dollar will not stretch that far. And we are looking for somebody who's electric instead of something with substance. But President Obama has made it an electric campaign now.
Well,
and if you don't come up with
and
an electric, hope and change, where's out.
But why don't we just try Max Julian to run for president?
Get who?
Max Julian. Then we can have the real Mac in there.
Who is that?
Max Julian.
I know you saw the Mac, Tracy.
No,
you're talking about the character from the Mac.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little weird.
Max Julian.
Oh my God!
But I tell you
what.
If you get Richard Gere, I'll vote for him. Oh, no. George Clooney is leftist as a loony bird. But he'll make a beautiful picture on a stamp.
Now, Alex, what they're talking about, food is cheap in Texas. That's because they grow everything in Texas, man. Be quiet. Where you at, man?
Time you got to be careful before we all move down to Texas with him.
That's right.
I like Texas anyway.
Yeah, of course you can
put
it
out. All my exes live in Texas.
Who's beeping?
What do you guys
delivered
think
in
about
Texas,
GMOs?
Too, so it's cheap.
You're on a whole other subject.
Go ahead, Eric. Eric, you got me on hold.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Somebody got me on hold. Okay, I bet you that's Stanley.
All kinds of craziness.
Stanley. Let me see.
It's
Mike, what are you saying?
Yeah, that's Stanley got us on hold. Okay, go ahead.
In Texas, you can get Mexican takeout. That's cheap, too. It's only across the border.
Hey.
That was, come on now.
Texas, what? Let me tell you this. Texas is the only place that I got fried rice and got a jalapeno in it.
No, I
that's the honest to God truth.
On Monday, I want to talk about, because we're almost done. On Monday, I want to talk about, I want to talk, go back to Russia. Because I want to play President Putin's speech, and I want to play President Obama's speech.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can hear them side to side.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was back. He's not. I'll get him after this break. But anyway. That's crazy. I want to hear it because I just could not get to him. Now, I understand diplomatic things in the press. And when the president called Russia a regional power.
Regional power.
That just totally blew my mind. And I'm saying I understand, you know, that you got things happening. Wait a minute, who is this? 412-726, you're in the air.
That's Alex.
Who? Hello? Hello?
412?
He hung up.
Oh.
After he pushed the button. Man, what's wrong with you?
He just likes to tease.
I thought the quote was it was a regional problem. I thought he said it was a regional problem. What's going on?
No, he said he's a regional power.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. And I just shook my head. I just shook my head.
He doesn't get it.
Well, no, he's sending a message some kind of way that he thinks is going to work. But, I mean, when you got to pay Putin to get your guys up to the space station, nothing is going to work. And I don't believe that this is actually happening. I believe that this is all worked out. I believe that this is his flexibility, and he didn't want the Democrats to lose so bad and him to look like a fool that he's given this to Putin because this is his flexibility. Don't forget, he wants to take our nuclear warheads down to, what, 10? Something like that, 10 or 20 warheads?
What he said, I'll be more flexible. What he was really saying was, I'm going to shrink my military so you guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah, well, I mean, he put 100,000 men on the border of Ukraine in Putin did within 5 days. So you tell me what you think is going to happen here. So you know that's the thing. I mean, you have to look at this a certain way. Okay, now let's see what he does this time. You going to talk to us this time, man?
412.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I guess I must have disconnected or something. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah.
You know, you guys are driving me crazy with this Ukraine stuff. You know,
what do I do now?
Because you know, here's the thing. You guys are talking about Putin and what he's doing. What do you expect this guy to do? What do you expect Russia to do? I was listening to I didn't get a chance to break away yesterday. I wanted to call in because Mark, he was driving me up a wall, for real. Because, I mean, you have Ukraine where they had a democracy, but what people are ignoring is that America staged a coup in Ukraine. You know, so it's just when we talk about this love for democracy and spreading democracy, but then when we go and undermine democracies, you know, pay off you know, elected officials and politicians and things like that to so that coups happen in the Ukraine right on Russia's border. I mean, what would we do if Russia overthrew a regime that would overthrew Canada? What would we do if they overthrew the Canadian government? We would take, you know, serious offense to that. So, you know, I just – this talk
Alex.
Is just so disingenuous to me.
Alex, listen to this.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know our democracy only – our spreading of democracy only works when we spread it the way we want to spread it, and we have the power over who spreads it, who controls it. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that.
Okay.
But
and as I mean, you understand that. The problem mm-hmm. is America and the problem that I find with this whole Russian thing
mm-hmm.
is America is wants to play in everybody's sandbox, but they want to change the rules every time they change sandboxes.
Yeah.
This is what they
no,
do.
No, that's exactly
yeah.
that's exactly what they want to do.
And America needs to understand that they have gone, they have made promises, and they can't fulfill the promises that they've made today. And that's a problem because when a man no longer has his word, then he no longer has respect. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll be right back.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you
going? How you doing? Good. Hey, I agree with you. People don't get it. They used to call it jingoism when we used to meddle with South America. Remember that? You know,
yeah.
Oh, we're right. You know, it's a form of chauvinism, and the first thing any government's got to do is sell your population on the fact that what you're doing is right. We were forced into it. Had no other choice. And, of course,
yeah.
we didn't take a response. Everything you hold near and dear, your daughter's virginity, your mother's retirement pension fund, everything is up for grabs with these evil people who forced us to take this action.
Yeah, yep.
And it's laughable. And then what I got to laugh at is when you get someone like little Miss Andy there on the show who's 19 years old who thinks she has a lot of wisdom at 19. Honey, you ain't even had time at 19 to read all the books I've read.
Yeah.
You know,
you
be
probably,
the places. Go to the country. Meet the people. Have the conversations that I have. Now, at 59, if you're talking to me, I'm going to kind of listen to you a little bit better, even though you're not quite my age. I'm going to listen to you, you know, because at least you've got some. And then if you still got all the same opinions at 59 that you have now at 19, here's what my answer is going to be to you. You're a classic case of arrested development.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I tend to
much.
Go down the right. I tend to go down the conservative side on issues, usually around money and stuff, you know?
Right.
But to think that we're always in the center, the Russians were concerned. Whoops, we had a problem there.
Yeah, somebody.
Got an open phone line. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. But yeah, we've got us some problems over there. And come on, you're right. Canada, if a government hostile to the United States took over Canada, believe me, we'd have troops on the border.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, listen, someone's got a phone problem of some nature.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
No, it's just, no, you have to step back. You got to stand in the middle of the road, and you got to look at both sides. And the minute you polarize yourself on an issue like this, you're not seeing both sides anymore.
Absolutely.
You can't go all the way to the left-hand side of the road and tell me you're seeing exactly what's going on the right, or vice versa.
And you know what we failed to do? We failed to really look at Russia's position, look even going all the way back to NATO, because when we look at why NATO, why they oppose NATO, it was primarily because the United States wanted to allow them to rearm.
Yeah.
And Russia was like, look at what they just did. Why would you want them to rearm?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
And people don't know, again,
low information people, they don't know the history of World War II. And Hitler signed an agreement, a non-aggression pact with Russia. And less than a year later, he was in Russia, and Russia lost more people during World War II than everyone else combined.
Yep, exactly.
14 million men, women, and children. Conservatives were 13 million, and 6 million more were military troops.
And we only got 15 minutes left in this day here on WSOM 600 AM on Mornings with Tracy and Friends. It is Tracy, Annie, and myself here hanging out, talking about what's on our minds here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, WSOM 600 AM on your iHeartRadio dial, and at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends, and TracyandFriends.com. So let's holla. Talk to me. Tell me what you're thinking out there.
Holla.
Yeah, tell us. That's right. Holla. Now, Alex, this is just for you. I had to call Alex back. You're not on? What happened? Yeah, there you go. You're in there. Yeah,
hey, Jeff, you got somebody you got to kick off or something or mute.
Turn
you got
your,
dial
turn your thing up over there because I've got you up high over here. You're good.
No, we're hearing a dial tone.
That's up. Yeah, that's up. That's too high for me. That means you got to change headphones or something.
My goodness.
Yep, see?
Do you want my mic?
No, something went out over here.
Uh-huh.
I have, Annie and I had a good conversation during the break.
Tracy,
I was making
Tracy
a comment of, you know, I
You know what?
I collect
back on a headset.
Local caller.
There you
go. I collect paper. I love old magazines.
We can't hear Tracy, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to get her up. Keep going.
I love magazines and old magazines from the 40s, 50s, and 60s,
mm-hmm.
and I love collecting them and I love reading them. And I came across an article the other day that was very, very unpolitically correct, and I think we'll have to do this show about it,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm concerned about us losing freedom of speech due to political incorrectness or political correctness. Because if you keep on not saying what's on your mind, then I have a very, very, I have a, I don't, I have a, I don't know who you are. And I know what you say about me may hurt my feelings, but I really need to know who you are by what you say, because right now, we're losing.
You know what? I think there's some merit to that argument.
Hey, Walker.
That people should be, like, upfront, not pony, if they actually or like racist or sexist or something like that. They should be upfront about their beliefs. But I also think that in polite society there's a certain level of political correctness that's like, it's vital for respect. I don't want like little kids and vulnerable people and people that will have flashbacks if they hear slurs being exposed to that sort of thing. I think that would make for like a terrible, chaotic society. Slurs, yeah. Racial slurs, sexist slurs.
That's what I mean by your mind works one way and my mind works another way.
Tell that to somebody that survived the civil rights movement. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about somebody I know. And, like, they'll get flashbacks and panic attacks if they hear something like that. And that'll, like, put them back into...
Most likely they're going to get very upset with you. But that person has every right to say what they're saying, and that's the problem. And that's what
they have a right to
about,
say what they're saying, but
up,
I don't think it should be mainstreamed.
But should I be punished because I said it? Should I
no,
be sent
I don't
because
think
I said it. No.
Changed, yeah.
You know, if I had an employee that used language like that, I'd fire them. No
right.
question.
And you wouldn't be an employer very long, because you'd be interfering with their right to free speech. You can't look. Yeah, it's incumbent upon you, the individual, to control how you feel about things. You can't control everyone else. That's what's wrong with everything right now. You keep trying to fix everyone else so that your life has no bumps in it. Suck it up, honey. Your life's going to have bumps in it. That's the way life is.
He's talking to me that way.
What did you say? I
said that people shouldn't be allowed to say racial slurs in polite society, and I said if I had an employee that used language like that, I would fire them. And that's what he said to me. He said that I expect the world to be perfect,
now,
and I expect
my
life to not have any bumps.
I would, too.
I'm going to say this. Now, when you come to work for me in a working environment, I don't care who you like and who you don't like and what you do and what you don't do.
Right.
You will respect everyone in my workplace.
Right.
Even here on the air, you have no idea the conversations that go on after
right.
We get off the air about being insensitive to people.
Yeah. Right.
Because my workplace is, I control the environment in my workplace.
Correct.
But if you want to stand outside and put up a sign that says you hate all people who wear red on Fridays, you should have the opportunity in America, because that's what makes America so great. And freedom of speech, if we keep on censoring it and making it politically correct, we're going to make ourselves politically correct something that we're not supposed to be.
Right. And that's how I feel as an independent conservative. You know, when you come into my house, if I don't want you doing a certain thing or saying a certain thing or wearing whatever, then you should respect my feelings,
right,
and walk out. Turn around.
Right.
Leave. You ain't going to be
right
there. You ain't
right
got to go home, but you ain't got to stay here, you know?
Right.
And that's how, I mean, when we were being raised, I mean, we had what I call roof rules.
Right.
My mother said it was my house, my roof. When you get too old and too big and too bad to go by the rules of my house and my roof, then you need to pack up and go get your own house and your own roof.
Yep.
I agree with that.
It's like
that
but joke
when I
get
outside
place,
that roof, what'd you say, Eric?
It's like that joke when you get your first place where you leave the refrigerator door wide open, all the lights on, you know, just saying you can do it just because you can. Doesn't make it right. Doesn't make any sense. It's just the fact that, you know, it's your house now.
Right. Right. And that's where, this is where I, this is what I want Annie to understand here. Annie, you can take stands on anything, but you also then have to be prepared to take the consequences in the modern society that we have built. Tracy is
what
right.
What do
you
think
control
that
your
I...
work environment. You think you can control your work environment. But
if
you fire
boss,
somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
if you,
can
fire somebody.
Yeah, you sure
why,
can.
Why don't you control your work environment?
I can't control your thought, but I can sure enough control what comes in
right
out of
but
your mouth.
I should be able to.
I will fire you.
I should be able to expect a certain
Tracy
level of respect in a professional environment if I earn it.
But Annie and Tracy, the society we have built, you have the right to do that, but understand that person can still sue you because it's the craziness that goes on in our society, and
Mike,
you will lose.
Mike, I don't
there
care.
Are,
let me tell
there
you
are
something
people who have
okay
shot burglars and had to pay them a lifetime income because now they can no longer be a burglar because they're disabled.
That's
they were
a different.
Shot
that's a different story.
Yeah,
that's
but that was someone trying to control their environment.
No, Mike. When you go to, when you right now we have rules for where we work and we're here inside of
I understand
the studios and. The rules are even as radio people, we're not supposed to come in here and look a certain way. We can't come
mm-hmm
in. We can't wear sweats to work in here.
Mm-hmm.
You can't smoke electric cigarettes in here.
Mm-hmm.
I have FCC rules that say that I can't say certain things on air.
Correct.
Well, if you believe that I can't say certain things on air because of the FCC, what makes you think that I can't control the environment that's around me? And if you got to wear
can't
a suit, I don't work.
You can't. You can't. I
yes,
don't
you can
argue that. I'm arguing that then be prepared to face the consequences because you will find
well
some liberal legal organization like Legal
no
Aid or ACLU who will champion that person's cause because you dared to control
no
the
doubt
environment.
No doubt it will be – no, hold on a second. It will be challenged, Mike, but there's no way that they can win that one because –
But they have been winning, Jeff. Go look at the case records. They make themselves so expensive that you're going to either pay them off into the millions to get rid of the problem or you're going to end up not owning your business. They will sue you and bankrupt you, and it's just
well, I'll take that chance, Mike, because you know, you, if they use that language around me
mm-hmm
or direct it at me or somebody else in the workplace, they got to go.
You know what? I don't care if you're the grandmaster of the KKK. That's not professional behavior, and that's not going to fly in any workplace. I don't
Annie,
care.
You're
Annie,
not
going
to win.
In an ideal world, the world that has been created.
No,
none of that
no I don't agree.
I disagree with you, Mike, because right now the grand wizard will not wear his white sheet to work in his KKK belt. Come on now.
Mike, 30 years with the state of Ohio, and 12 of that as a manager, I'm telling you that that is not permitted in the workplace, and they have let people go for what they have said.
Let me tell you,
it doesn't matter.
Let me tell you something. Okay,
the
Westboro Baptist Church came to my campus to stand in solidarity with some sports team member or something that went on Twitter and said the F word directed at gay people over and over again.
Right.
And you know what? Nobody tried to stop them. It's their right to do that. But we counter-protested the balls off of them.
I mean,
yeah,
you have the right to – I mean, you the KKK can actually
pull a permit and march down the street. Today we start censoring that, but you cannot wear your robe to work.
And you're allowed to say things out in the street, but at work it's a whole total different environment because your words can make the workplace either one of easiness or one of contention or a hostile workplace.
You just can't do that.
Happens,
and it's really amazing. And when you say something like that, you can't say certain things. They don't want people to even read their Bible in their cubicles right now, Mike.
I understand that
because they control their workplace.
Hobby Lobby, who has to go to the Supreme Court to exercise their right to control the workplace.
But Mike,
it's not consistent, Tracy. It's all up for grabs.
What I'm saying is, their Hobby Lobby is going to court because of a mandate made into a law called Obamacare that's going to make them have to provide contraceptives, and they don't want to. And that's different than me controlling my workplace, what you say, what you wear, what you do when you come to work. That's totally different. But with that said, I mean, and actually, matter, it depends on your contract. We have a young lady that got fired from her job here as a news anchor because she went on vacation and did a wet T-shirt contest.
Yeah.
Yes, I know that. I saw that case.
So what I'm saying is,
you've got somebody in the military, a woman who said she hid in the car so she didn't have to salute the flag at sundown, and nothing happened to her.
No. She's going through something right now for that. And I guarantee you she's going to get at least an Article 15 for that. Okay? You know, while you still have a couple guys in the military still left that they haven't fired. There you go. Don't believe she got away with that because she got in big trouble for that. And, and to tell you the truth, I hope they put her out.
But we need to reshape the military, period. And that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. Because
they were talking earlier about how we're feminizing the military.
We are.
We're feminizing the military.
Well, everything's becoming...
It's 3 minutes to 12.
Oh, my goodness.
Done.
Okay. Okay.
Look at the time.
They're feminizing the military.
You don't have a time in your game? How are you supposed to know when to go to the next appointment?
You play Candy Crush, too. Come on.
No, I don't play Candy Crush. I played it, but I'm a bubbles girl.
Here we go.
Okay, if I downloaded that game, would you approve?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to get up out of here.
No! You got to have a clock on it.
Okay.
You can play the game, but you got to have a clock on it. You got to know what time it is.
Yes, ma'am. Next time I come in, I'll have bubbles.
You don't have to have bubbles. You have to have a clock on it. Your game has to have a clock so you'll know what time it is.
I'll buy a watch.
Okay, buy a watch. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. God bless you guys. Have a great weekend. Jeff, thank you for making this day happen for me and let me go do some work this morning.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Monday. I think Ben will be here. Six will be here. Jeff will be here. I'll be here. And hopefully you'll be with us. Tell your friends, tell your family over the weekend that you're listening to Tracy and Friends on WSOM AM 600. God bless and have a good day.
Well, unless you have an airtight employment contract on the day you hire them, and I've seen very few of those, you just got to be careful how you handle employees today. Because there is that fine line between their personal rights and what you're trying to do at your workplace.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, and those liberal groups are always, they're going to always push the envelope. They're never going to stop.
No. I mean, it's in schools now. It's in universities. They're deciding what's hate speech, what's not. There's not open exchange of ideas anymore. There's just way too much craziness. And I'm sorry, Jeff worked for the state government in Ohio. That is not the same as working in private enterprise where you can be sued. There's that lady in Connecticut whose face was ripped off by a monkey a couple years ago. Last night it was on the news, it's been on the news over the last few days. She is asking the state legislature for permission to sue the state of Connecticut. You can't sue governmental agencies. And
yeah,
you can't sue the individuals. They're protected.
Shalom, shalom.
Playing music for some reason.
This is Tracy and Friends.
I'm here in the news.
Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's Tracey and Friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600. WSOM, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Gary Albinger.
The
search
the
will resume at daybreak in the Indian Ocean for objects which have now been spotted by five of the 10 aircraft looking for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. ABC's David Wright has more.
Having a hard time hearing
Australia.
They have taken pictures, but keep in mind these are pictures taken from a moving plane, a plane that's probably about 350 feet off the water traveling at 200 miles an hour. They may not be the best pictures. They'll give us a sense of the size of this material, but it may not be possible to identify exactly what it is.
Some of those objects we're told were blue and gray, which were among the colors of the missing plane. That flight, by the way, disappeared almost 3 weeks ago en route to Beijing. We're expecting to get some grim news at any time now from Snohomish County, Washington, almost a week after a deadly mudslide.
Rescuers have said they will update the number of dead at this briefing already. Officially, 17 people are known dead, but commanders said days ago they had found 8 or 9 more bodies. They have said the death count will rise substantially. Mortuary teams are here processing bodies.
ABC's Alex Stone in Oso, Washington. The FBI added him to its 10 most wanted list just 2 days ago, and now he's under arrest.
Juan Garcia's name had barely settled on the FBI's 10 most wanted list when we're told the 21-year-old surrendered at the U.S. Embassy in Managua. A law enforcement official familiar with the case told ABC News the addition of Garcia's name on the most wanted list played a role in his arrest. There was a $100,000 reward for the capture of Garcia, who was wanted for the execution-style killing of his girlfriend and her 2-year-old son on Long Island in 2010.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Every time you use a credit card at a store, you pay a swipe fee. Retailers work it into the prices, and credit card companies make about $350 billion a year off it. Now, Walmart is suing Visa for about $5 billion over what it's calling